Good morning, everybody. This is our first ever golf broadcast, I think in the history of the world, maybe, radio broadcast. Here on 1310 KFKA, I'm Brady Hull alongside Clark Johnson. We are live from the Eaton Country Club for the Eaton Invitational. Our coverage brought to you by Journey Homes today. And listen, we've all had to get creative in this time. Normally you hear Clark getting ready for football season and all that. But, you know, we said we have some new things going on this year, obviously with the pandemic. Golf is one of the sports that's still going for fall, and here we are today. Some wonderful teams, some wonderful golfers out here at the Eaton Country Club for the Eaton Invitational. And we've already started this thing, too. So this is going to be fun. It's going to be a fun setup. Clark and I will be talking, carrying us through these segments today. And then we have Tanner Schwint and Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and out and about. We have sent them out somewhere alone on their own, and they'll be calling us to give us updates throughout the tournament today. So I'm very excited about this, Clark.
Yeah, great to sit out here on the porch at the Country Club and watch the Invitational. 25 of the local schools are out here today. 25
wow.
Over 100 golfers out here. And what's fun is to look at what some of the kids did last year at State, and they've moved forward here. We're going to hear some names today. Max Nofsinger, the Frontier Academy standout. You're going to hear Taleb Schaefer from Sterling. Those are two kids that very well could be in the mix for the title today. And it should be a ton of fun. Rez Christian has Jacob Buckendorf and their crew out there. But almost every school in the area, including all the Fort Collins schools, Loveland schools, are out here. And it should be a ton of fun out here today. It's an absolutely gorgeous day out here, too.
Oh, it's perfect. The wind, I mean, it's a slight breeze. It feels great. We have Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th producing on the other side. Michael, if you have anybody, if Tanner calls, Kevin calls, go ahead and just chat with me. Let me know, and we'll get those guys on the air because I know they're going to be out and about today. And I think as soon as we started this broadcast, the golfers left us, Clark. They have all dispersed out into the beautiful Eaton Country Club. It is a wonderful golf course out
there. That
here.
Way I don't bug them when they're teeing off. And yeah.
Yeah. So this is new to us. When Clark normally does broadcasts, you're in the booth.
That's right.
Or nobody cares how loud you are.
And one of the big differences is, Brady, they're not wearing numbers out there. They're not wearing jerseys. So we don't quite know who they are.
Yes, but, that's why we have the guys out
and
about.
That's right.
But normally, Clark, you know, he's loud, whatever. Nobody cares. It's a football game. It's a basketball game. But this is golf, so Clark started the broadcast. We were testing, and I go out. I'm actually walking out onto a hole to make sure that we're not going to be too loud. So we'll see. Hopefully we don't screw anybody's, you know, in mid-swing. I think that would be a difficult task.
Usually people at different events have to tell me, hey, calm down a little bit. Don't get so excited. So, yeah, today this will be fun. No doubt about it. We have real-time scoring up on the computer. So we'll have your leaders, we'll have your leaderboard up all day, be talking about that. But we're on the air for the better part of 4.5 hours today.
We're going to live out here today.
We are going to, and talk about a bunch of different things, Brady.
We do have Tanner Schwint on the line with us.
Great.
Here. Tanner, what are you seeing out there, my friend? Do it in your best whisper for us.
Well, guys, I really am going to have to. I'm on number two, and we've got Max Nofsinger and Taleb Schaefer out here, as well as Dylan Schmidtke, and it's a short par three. The hole's on the top right pin location here, so Nofsinger was happy with his shot, stepped away, and Taleb Schaefer was actually a little bit frustrated with his shot. But we'll keep it here. I'll follow these guys here on this last second hole here. Little shot on the way that is going to play all right if it can get up and over that ridge, and it does. Nice little shot there from Dylan Schmidtke. So three on. We're going to keep it here. Let's go see how these guys did. Nofsinger did have the tee box, so meaning he won the first hole, and this is the group to really watch here this afternoon as these Clark has talked about a couple times. These guys have gone low at State. They've got some high finishes, and so it's going to be fun to watch these guys. I'm going to keep my eyes on them as I jump on my cart now. See, that's what's nice about this is that I do have a golf cart, and they do not. So I have to stand so far back. This is so interesting. We've never done this before, and it's interesting to watch these guys. And Clark referenced some jerseys. Man, I do wish they had some numbers on them because you got to get pretty close to see who's got what going on, but
I'm glad Tanner's out there doing this because I'm glad Tanner's out there doing this because he's great with names and faces. I'm great with faces.
Absolutely.
Can't connect the names, so it's great.
I'm only great at numbers, so that's what I do.
That's why we're up here.
And Tanner, I got to tell you, you're in the right group right now. You get Max Nofsinger, of course, from Frontier Academy. He tied for 7th at state last year. He is a senior back this year for Frontier Academy. And then you're talking about Taleb Schaefer, who beat Nofsinger in that state tournament. He was 4th. Just as a sophomore, too. So, you're in a great group, and you get Dylan Schmidtke from the home team, the Eaton Reds, out there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It looks like that Max Nofsinger is going to have about a 13-footer button back down at the hole here. So it's dangerous if he runs it long. This thing's going to run the rest of the way down. But they're all, I mean, within 12, 13, 15 feet of the hole, and they're all getting their reads now. So this is what separates. I'm a pretty avid golfer, and this is what separates good golfers from people like me, is that they take the time to look at it. But it looks like it's going to be this Taleb Schaefer who's going to stare his down first. It looks like he's out. He's putting back across the green here, and he's going to stare this down for a second. But you guys have the live score. I haven't had a chance to look. Did you just see scores on that first hole? Do you guys have that pulled up by chance?
So far, I have Pooter up here with -1 at this stage, and that's the only score that has been put up at this point.
Yeah, one under for Pooter at this point. So,
and then the rest is just not reported just yet. So, but we do have one score coming in with Pooter -1.
Taleb Schaefer is going to stare over this putt here. He's lining it up now, and so it looks pretty flat. You're going to get a left to right break here. Let's see what he's got here. It's a tough putt. There's no doubt about it. Staring over this putt. On the way, he started it left. Here goes break back right, headed right towards the hole. Did he have enough on it? He left it just a little bit short, so he should have a tap in par. For Taleb Schaefer on number 2, he'll mark it and let the other two, I believe Max Nofsinger's up next. Again, with that downhill putt, you want to leave this. If you can leave it anywhere, you want to leave it short, because if it goes past this hole location, it is going to run and run and run. Nofsinger, a lefty, too, which is unusual when you look at, golfers other than Phil Mickelson.
Tanner, here's what's the here we go, yeah.
Yeah, he just, it lipped out on the right edge of the, he had the right pace, everything like that, just missed it barely on that right edge of the cup. It lipped out, so he'll have an easy tap in par as well. So we got Dylan Schmidtke, he's the last one of the group. He'll have a little birdie putt here. Let's see what he's got going on. Staring over this. This is going to be more back up at the hole with some left to right break on it as well. But everybody has left it short so far, and Nofsinger just lipped out. He thought he had it. Here's the putt by Schmidtke. Rolling at it. He's going to leave that just a little bit to the right edge, too. So we got 3 tap-in pars here. So the grouping right now, Nofsinger will have the tee box going into what is the hardest hole on the course. This is going to be a par 4 with danger on the left-hand side, but completely out of bounds on the right side. So they got to make sure that if they are going to play this, they got to keep it down the middle here on this long par 4, hole number 3 for the pairings.
Tanner, great job from you, man. We'll catch up with you shortly as you'll be roaming the course, and we'll look forward to hearing back from you soon.
All right, we'll keep you updated, guys.
All right, there's Tanner Schwint. There's our first crack at this, Clark. Not too bad. Tanner's doing a great job. Hey, Tanner knows this course really well, too, so that's going to help him kind of determine where we are throughout the day with some of these young golfers.
Yeah, he knows the out-of-bounds area really well here, is what he...
Yeah, I know that area fairly well here as well.
This is fun to catch that group, though, and it's a group that I talked about a little bit earlier. And just to show, when you say a kid finished 7th at state, that's unbelievable. So you got Schaefer, who finished 4th at state. You got Nofsinger, who finished 7th at state. Dylan Schmidtke, who's a terrific golfer for Eaton, he was 55th at state. So it shows you how big of a tournament at the end of the year last year that both Schaefer and Nofsinger had. And by the end of this, from what I got gathered from talking to some of the coaches, that's probably the group to watch today.
Clark, tell our listeners here. You got new listeners tuning in, wondering how these are structured. And when you look at where Tanner is, you see a group of golfers. How are you grouping them by team? Are you grouping them by different rankings? Or how are they being grouped?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I'm not sure exactly how they draw that out. A shotgun start is what they have out here. So you have pairings at every single hole to start the day. So it wasn't that we just teed everybody off on one and here you go. It's every 18 different holes out here. You got starters out at each one. So we'll get there. Sounds to me it has to be some type of classification that they are doing it by a seeding of some sort, because you wouldn't have maybe the two favorites from the tournament just luckily happening into the same group. So my guess is, yeah, that's the top group, and they do some type of a seeding in order to get off. Yep.
Yeah, very new territory for all of us here, but we're excited to do this today. And like Clark said, it's a beautiful day. We will be hearing throughout the day, throughout the process, from Tanner Schwint. Kevin Lytle is shout out to Kevin for donating his time with us here today, helping us out throughout this process, because you and I can talk, but we need the reporters out on the course to make this thing work.
Yeah, Kevin _ Lytle, LYTLE, if you want a great Twitter feed. And what's amazing, Brady, is his coverage of CSU is so great,
mm-hmm.
and he does so much, but yet he still knows the prep scene left and right. So how a guy like that, it's probably the beard.
It's the beard.
But how a guy like that can get so much into his brain and keep it there, it's amazing.
He's a very dedicated reporter, too, and we're honored to have him on board with us here today. I do want to thank Journey Homes again for sponsoring this event, our coverage of the Eaton Invitational, something new for us.
Absolutely.
Out here, but we're excited. And something else exciting to let our listeners know about is we are covering softball. We've done softball games in the past, but we are
state
going
tournament
full
to
bore.
Stuff.
Yeah, we are covering softball each and every week. So the voice of Preps Radio, Clark Johnson, you'll still get to hear Clark getting after it on the softball side of things. We're in the midst of our 13 days, 13 teams, too. Normally that's football training camp coverage. This year, softball training
yeah,
camp coverage.
Yeah, sliding that football coverage back to February, basically. Isn't that going to be weird?
So you'll be out in the snow out there
doing
on the field for practice. That'll be fun.
In the midst of crises and things like this, though, sometimes you get blessed, and we are, with being able to cover the girls' sports this year a little more in tune.
Sure.
A full year of softball. It's a hotbed for softball
yeah.
out here, and we can't wait to do it. I know we're coming up on a break here.
Yep.
Maybe when we come back, I've got a list of all the teams that are out here today. Maybe we go through that
list. Let's run through that.
Take a look at maybe some of the key players that we'll hear from the squads that we have, but who was in state last year, things like that. But it's going to be fun here. The Eaton Invitational today, it's we're going to keep the leaderboard going for you and let you know who's taking care of this thing.
Yeah, and I'm guessing they'll be inserting their scores throughout the process. We'll be counting on the teams out here to do this.
You bet.
We'll see. So far, Pooter's the only one that's entered a score. We'll take a quick break. This is our coverage, our live coverage from the Eaton Invitational at Eaton Country Club. Absolutely love this place here. It is a beautiful golf course, and we have a lot of great golfers out here today. So we'll hope to learn a little bit more about the process as we come back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. You're listening to our special edition coverage here live from the Eaton Country Club. We are broadcasting live from the Eaton Invitational. Thanks again to Journey Homes. We're starting to get some scores coming into, and Clark and I will go through some of those, as well as the teams that we expect some big things from, and obviously these individual golfers as well. But we do have Kevin Lytle. He's joining us today. He is from the Fort Collins, Colorado one, but he's putting his KFKA hat on today, I think. Or did he have a hat? I don't remember. But Kevin Lytle is out and about. Kevin, can you hear us okay?
Absolutely. That's actually why I'm checking in. I want one of those sweet whole show hats that Tanner's wearing, but gosh, I can't even rep the squad,
yeah.
guys.
I have one for you here. I forgot to give it to you. It's sitting on the table. So when you come back for a break, don't worry. We have you covered. Kevin, what are you seeing out there, man? Where are you located at this point?
Yeah, so I'm just off the 7th green, following a group. You know me, obviously got my Fort Collins ties, so I'm following right now a Pooter kid, a Rocky kid, a Resurrection kid, and one from Frederick, and Gregory Woodley from Pooter on number six. He's open on number six. Great drive. Put his approach shot on the backside of the green and hit a great putt. So he opened with a birdie, and he just had a really nice putt from the fringe on number seven. So it looks like he's going to have a tap-in par. So Gregory Woodley from Pooter off to a really nice start with a nice little birdie par.
Yeah, Kevin, looking at the leaderboard right now, three golfers that birdied their opening hole, and Woodley one of those, Braxton Shelton from Brush also, and Trajan Andrews, who was 14th at state last year at the 4A level from Northridge. Those are the three golfers that are under par right now.
Yeah, and I'm just, oh, man, we just had about a 25-foot putt here on 7 that rolled just past the hole. I tell you, these kids I'm following right now had some bad luck. I mentioned Woodley had the birdie, but all three other guys playing with him had a putt whip out on number 6 to open. So if that doesn't summarize the game of golf, I don't know what does. What a frustrating start for them. But the good thing is it's a long day, and you can make up for that. But that cup on number 6 was not kind to this group.
Yeah, as you said, a very long day in front of us here. You gotta wonder how the first holes go for these guys, because there's so many teams out here. It's an exciting event, so you gotta wonder, what's going through the minds of all these young golfers that are just getting ready to go. And you gotta think maybe some jitters early on, and then maybe they'll start to round out in the shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, Kev. No, go ahead.
Yeah,
Kevin.
I was going to say, I think you're seeing that. You saw that from these guys. I'm watching Jacob Buckendorf from Resurrection Christian is putting right now. This is a tough down slope he's got. This is one you don't want to run past the hole, or else it can keep running. And he actually played it perfectly, ended up just short of the hole, but he'll have an easy tap. And I believe that's going to be a par for Buckendorf of Res. But yeah, to your point, on the tee box after these guys' first hole, especially a couple of ones that had one of those lip outs and kind of a frustrating hole, you could see them take a second, compose yourself. And that's kind of what you do all day long with golf, it seems. Whether it's a great shot or a bad shot, you have to take your second to relax and basically get rid of whatever mindset you have from the last hole to move on to the next one, or else it can just compound on you. It's such a mental game.
Kevin, you're talking about Jacob Buckendorf from Resurrection Christian. Talk about a program that, like everything else they do, seems to be well ranked number 11 right now. They finished 7th at state as a team last year. They finished 10th in 2018. That's great finishes there. Buckendorf himself tied for 15th and was second team all state. So he's the leader of this group, but that's a great program.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like we kind of say with a lot of their programs, but I think golf especially, just every year they get a decent bit better as they get more kids coming out and more competitive.
Kevin Lytle is out and about with us today, joining us. Thanks in part to the Coloradoan for letting us borrow Kevin today. Kevin, you just interrupt me, let me go whenever you need to keep rolling and go through these, and we'll move on because I know we have Tanner on the line as well.
All right, well, I'm going to head off to the 8th. T-box with these guys, and we'll circle back with you guys soon.
All right, my friend. Thanks again. That's Kevin Lytle. We will switch over. Micah, do we have Tanner Schwint on the line as well? And we'll see what Tanner's gotten himself into. Tanner?
Well, Brady, this number 3 hole is the hardest hole on the course, and it ate these guys up a little bit here after all three, talking about Caleb Schaefer from Sterling, Max Mossinger from Northridge, and Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton. All three went left with they actually hit an iron. They went iron off of the tee box, which you're going to see on this hole because I talked about the danger of going out here. They go left, Caleb Schaefer found himself in some serious trouble as his second shot gets down into the hazard where the water area is. He's somehow able to find the ball, punches it out, but he actually ends up with a 6. So he's going to be 2 over through through 3 holes. And Max Nofsinger coming in with a 5. And didn't actually see you, Dylan Schmidtke. He's either sitting with a 4, either he got a par, he's going to be 1 over. But this hole, like I said, this is the hardest hole on the course. This group now going to be heading into a long par 5. I heard you talking with Kevin there about the jitters. And I mean, I tell you what, these first three holes for this pairing are going to be some of the toughest. This course gets, I don't want to say substantially easier on the back 9, but you can definitely do some scoring if you can survive this first 3, 4, even 5 holes here on the front 9. You're going to be able to go lower as you advance on. So it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, this is a very tough hole, and it got the best of Caleb Schaefer here.
Tanner, is it a good thing to get this hole out of the way early, or I mean, how would you approach this? Is this something you want to hit up later when you've had a chance to get into your rhythm first, or do you want to get it out of the way?
Well, that's going to be up to how they're playing. So if somebody's starting on the back nine right now, if they find that groove and find their swing and that confidence, you talk about a mental game. If they've got that confidence going, then coming into this hole, it's like, okay, we've got this handled, and they're swinging the stick really well. But on the other hand, if they've struggled and now things are going the other way, this hole is just merciless. So this stretch, it's going to be tough no matter what. So if you're swinging the club and swinging the stick well, let's attack it. Let's go for it. This long par five is what I'm excited to see. After hitting irons on this last hole here, they've got trouble to the front left. There's a water hazard, and then only an Eaton, right? There's a big, long cornfield that runs across this number four, but just a beautiful course, and it's playing really, really well here this morning. Beautiful day. There's just a little bit of a breeze, but I expect as the day goes on, I've been seeing a lot of these kids leaving putts short. Once that heat starts to soak in and these greens get a little bit firmer, they're going to start running a little bit faster. So that's the layout of it, and that's the nature of the beast too. When you get it's going to be 97 today, and this course is going to change from where we're sitting right now here at about 8:30 or so. And then when we're done talking about 11 o'clock, it's going to be a completely different play.
Four golfers now at one under par as Trey Kuntz joins the other three. So you've got Braxton Shelton, Gregory Woodley, Trajan Andrews from Northridge, and Trey Kuntz from Sterling, all at one under. And then a host of folks as we get through two. And as Tanner just said, Schmidke and Schaefer and Nofsinger through three already. And that group, who we thought was going to be the leading group here, struggling a little bit early.
Well, and I think that goes to talk about the difficulty of the holes, like I mentioned, Clark. I mean, this number three hole is just ridiculous, and I think you're going to see a lot of people probably hit a little bit of a wall here. You know, it was interesting, after my first try at some golf play-by-play, I went and asked one of the spectators, I said, was that too loud? Was that okay? And they're like, these kids aren't going to, I mean, it's not going to make a difference. I'm like, well, that's the difference, again, between an amateur golfer like me and even these high school kids. They don't care what's going on. I'll be like, oh, I'm pretty sure a fly landed on me, and I need to redo that. And these kids are just set up there with stone, they're just locked in. I mean, they're just locked in, and they're playing pretty well. So I would expect, Clark, to your point, this group that we had our eyes on, watch for some scoring to happen here. If they can survive this long par five, and if they're hitting the ball well, then they could score even on this hole. But this 6, 7, 8, 9 stretch, that's when you can really start to throw some birdies in there.
Yeah, we're at the we can see the 10th tee from where we are, and the first tee, and teeing off on the left side on the 10th right now. That boy, and you bring up this point, Tanner, too. It's a shotgun start, so not everybody's course is even from the beginning. Everybody, as you said, on different levels of difficulties on the holes to begin with. Yeah, so maybe the Schmidke group out there with Schaefer and Nofsinger, maybe they're playing the toughest part of the course, as you said, right now.
Right. Yeah, you know, and this group following up behind us, I don't have that pulled up with me right now, but this would have been the group that teed off 1B, actually. So this is this has Peyton Walker in it from Eaton. I believe that was Peyton who just threw it close here on number three, too. So I tell you what, though, guys, if you can take advantage of this, if you can play this right, it's going to set you up really nicely. As I see another great shot from one of the golfers in this pairing behind Nofsinger and Schaefer and Schmidke. So, guys, I'll throw it back up to you guys. They're about ready to tee off here on number four, so I'll reconnect here in just a couple minutes.
All right, Tanner Schwint out and about, and you know, it's early on, but here in maybe 30 minutes to an hour, Clark, we'll start to see some of the cream rise to the top, as they say, and some of these great these golfers that are supposed to be kind of favored in this event will start rolling. As you said, Braxton Shelton through two is one under par, so he was certainly a big name coming into this.
Yeah, no doubt. He finished 50th at state for the 13th ranked Beat Diggers, so we'll find out 3A right there. But I'd put him in the Dylan Schmidke. Schmidke was 55th at state, so those two were close at least at that level. But also, what we have are numbers from last year, too. How much have these kids improved?
Sure.
You know, some kids may have may have moved up the dial a little bit. Four kids under par right now. You've got Shelton, you've got Woodley from Pooter, you've got Andrews from Northridge, and Koontz from Sterling, all one under par right now. Then the list goes to even par, and there's a bunch of them. Locally, Case Weirich, the junior from Fossil Ridge, at even par after two. Here's Dylan Schmidtke after three holes. He's even par, of course, from Eaton High School here. Another great program, Holy Family High School. Wow, this program is terrific. Talk about Holy Family. They're ranked number four right now. They were number two in state last year, finished second five strokes behind Lutheran, number three in 2018. So you hear Holy Family kids, you know that's a great program, no question about it. Jackson Grace right now is senior at Holy Family. He's another one of the even par. Jackson Snyder, senior at Pooter, even par. Lucas Livingstone from Rez is even par. Matthew Cusbell from Holy Family, another junior at even, and so is Ryan Marcus from Fossil Ridge. Everybody else is over par right now.
This is actually really fun to watch these as this progresses here. We just sat down at 8 o'clock and we got this thing rolling, and now we're already, some are already through three holes, some are getting through two, and we're going to start seeing this this really get interesting here in the next 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, and with Tanner and Kevin Lytle out there on the course, as we get going and we get through the first nine into the second nine, we get our leading groups out there, our leaders, I'm sure that's where they're going to congregate at the end, so we can chase home the winners of this thing. But, boy, this is fun, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Yeah, it really is. And again, as you're right, Tanner and Kevin are kind of just, they're just going wherever at this point in time. Kevin's going to stay focused on some of those Fort Collins schools. But as we get going here, they'll start honing in that focus a little bit to where some of these, you know, stud golfers are out and about, and we'll be following them along throughout this process today.
Pioneering our way through radio right now. Golf on the radio today, folks. The Eaton Invitational here, 25 local schools.
And wow.
Want to thank Jerry Holmes for being our great overall broadcast sponsor today. Also Gould Parts in Eaton for being another great sponsor, and so much what they do for us on Preps Radio. And, of course, the Eaton Country Club. This is a gorgeous place. And what I can't wait for is the steak sandwich at the end of this thing. So,
well, you know, Clark, it's just like this being out here with all these great golfers reminds me when we were out here about a month ago.
Well, great golfers, yes.
I think together combined we beat Tanner. So that was exciting for us. We double-teamed.
I get my money's worth. Let's just say that.
Folks, we're going to take a short break here. Again, we are live and on location for the Eaton Invitational at the Eaton Country Club, another great partner of KFKA. Do you want to thank Journey Homes, as Clark mentioned, for being our name sponsor of this, our very first, maybe the very first ever radio broadcast, I don't know, certainly here on KFKA when it comes to golf, but we couldn't be happier to be out, and maybe this is a sign of more big golf tournaments to come. We'll be right back 35 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the voice of Northern Colorado, 1310 KFKA. Forty minutes after the 8 o'clock hour, and yes, normally you'd be hearing Mornings with Gale at this point in time, but as the times change, we are getting flexible with our scheduling as well. We are covering our very first golf broadcast. It's our very first golf tournament that we've ever aired here on the program. Clark, you've interviewed golfers on your programs, Preps Midweek, Preps Rewind. We've certainly highlighted golfers throughout the area, but never have we taken time to do a four-and-a-half broadcast where we're going back and forth with reporters out on these holes. So it's a very unique experience. So far, so good, I think.
Yeah, I think this one kind of fell into our lap. The fact that there's 25 local schools at one site is a great way to get out here. And, of course, at the Eaton Country Club, what a beautiful setting for this and a magnificent course. So, everything fell in a great spot. We get some live sports on. And in a COVID year where we would normally be talking football, we're talking softball, we're talking golf, and we're hitting the sports that are out there for the kids. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. And I know that after talking to Gino Maya, the coach for Eaton, we had Coach Maya on, I think, last week, and just everybody we talked to so happy with the fact that we're covering this that it's great to highlight the kids.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. It's a great time out here. Now we do have Tanner back on the line. Tanner Schwint with us. Tanner, where are you now, my friend?
Well, I'm following this grouping and this pairing still of Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton, Caleb Schaefer from Sterling, and Max Nossinger from Frontier Academy on this number four. It's a long par five, and Nossinger just absolutely bombed his drive down here. He's on in two. He's staring down the barrel
of an eagle putt. And I will tell you, on Caleb Schaefer from Sterling's second shot, as he went into the green, it hit the edge of the hole and lipped out. It was, it was within a couple of inches, maybe even an inch of just being drained. And so he looked around and said, that is so unlucky. He's talking with Max back and forth as Max now staring down. It's a long downhill eagle putt that he's got in front of him. It's going to got a hill to work with. It's going to break back to the right a little bit, but should break back left. So I'm going to get a little quieter as he putts. And the putt's rolling. He's got a really good pace on this. It's going to trickle down there very nicely. He could have what just came up a little short. So he's staring at probably a 6-foot downhill birdie putt as Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton found himself in a bunker. But with his out, he's going to have a tap-in par as he hit his first shot way left. Taylor Schaefer now from Sterling putt on the way, and he is going to leave that just short. So he'll tap in here. And I tell you what, you know, I normally have a hard time keeping track of just my score, so I think he's tapping in for a par there. But we'll have to keep you updated because he did have a 6 on number 3. So like I said, this first couple of holes, this is tough, and Taylor Schaefer from Sterling is struggling a little bit through this. But Max Mofsinger's got this downhill putt again for birdie, and he's going to be frustrated with himself if he's not able to make this, because when you're on a 2. You never want a 3-putt no matter what, but especially when you're staring at an opportunity to go score for your team. And he has made good contact, and he ran it right by the hole here. So he left himself a pretty lengthy par putt back up. So don't expect that. So that's got to be frustrating. I mean, to get to this hole in 2, and in fact he was well past the hole on the back of the green is impressive, but you gotta figure out how to get your putt back in. He's still out, so he's staring at an uphill par putt. Is Max Mofsinger from Frontier Academy? He's gonna be really frustrated with himself if he's not able to make this.
Yeah, Tanner, I'm gonna agree with you there. Gotta be frustrating for Mofsinger. Plus one right now, he's on in 2 with a chance maybe to go one under with an eagle or a birdie. You get back to even par. Now he's staring at just a plus one with a par putt.
Yeah.
Well, and he actually ran it past, so he's going to be in with a bogey. It's a 4-putt for Mofsinger on number 4, so that's a tough break as Schmidtke and Schaefer get out of here. And you really thought that Mofsinger from Frontier again was going to have a chance to go low, but not the case. So these guys will move to a little bit of a lengthy par 3. It normally plays about 180 yards, so we'll see what they've got. And Mofsinger's going to look to redeem himself, but this group, this pairing, Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton is actually the one probably playing the best golf through 4 holes, and we'll see if he's able to keep it up. Trey Coons, like you guys mentioned from Sterling behind us, has actually been the best Sterling golfer as they're getting ready to approach into here on the number 4 green. So I'll probably hang out and we'll catch up with Trey Coons here in just a minute.
Yeah, no, that'd be great, because as we're looking at the leaderboard right now, we're looking at Braxton Shelton from Brush and Gregory Woodley from Pooter, Trey Coons, as Tanner said, Sterling. But as you go down the list on the Eaton side of things, Dylan Schmidtke is hanging out right there. So so far, we're starting to see some of these guys rise up there a bit.
Well, we got Kevin Lytle that's ready to go, too. Kevin Lytle, are you out there?
I can almost see you. I'm on about the green on number 9.
Is that right? All right.
I'm waving if you can see me. But Pooter's Jackson Schneider, he hit a tank of a drive here on number 9, par 4. He ended up, probably about 30, 40 yards short of the green. His approach shot, he put it just on the left side of the green here, just off it, so he's going to have to chip on. But best drive I've seen today, it was an absolute bomb. It's amazing to see how some of these kids can hit it.
Yeah, it's crazy the talent out here today. You know, as Kevin and Tanner are talking to us, I would think that there's a lot of pressure out here, and then they see Kevin and Tanner rolling around these amazing reporters getting ready to broadcast what they're doing. There's got to be some pressure out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Still 4 golfers at 1 under. And that hasn't changed yet. Braxton Shelton from Brush, Gregory Woodley from Pooter, Trajan Andrews the Northridge junior, and Trey Koontz from Sterling. So you're thinking you're going to get Taleb Schaefer as the guy right now. Trey Koontz from Sterling with the leaders at one under par.
Yep, and I'm here. I'm watching Schneider from Pooter about to chip on to the number nine green. He's got a pretty good lie here. I mean, he's probably about 10, maybe even slightly under 10 yards from the green. Well, uphill lie, he has a lot of green to work with.
Kevin Lytle again joining us, and Tanner and Kevin, we're kind of going back and forth. And then does it feel kind of like things are heating up now? We're having every 5 seconds we
just
get somebody on the line.
Wait till we get to the what would be normally called the back nine on the shotgun start. We'll see how this goes. This will be fun.
Yeah. Schneider just dropped in a beauty about 8 feet from the pin. Nice little chip. And he's in the group right in front of Woodley from Pooter, who's at one under as of right now. So this Pooter group is looking really good. I was curious how they were going to be this year, because they had some good players last year kind of surging, you know, in the right direction. And obviously we're incredibly early right now, but they're playing well today.
Yeah, so far so good for Pooter. You know, like you said, what, three golfers hanging out in that that top 10 mark. So far it's looking pretty good. As you said, it's early, but it's a nice start for a few golfers from Pooter.
Yeah, it's funny to see the interactions of these groups here too. You know, you can tell the guys who, you know, this group has a Pooter kid and a Rocky Mountain kid. So you can tell they played together. They're talking back and forth, and it's fun to see the interactions of guys making new friends and guys who have maybe played with their partners for a long time. It adds an interesting dynamic, and certainly the comfort level of playing with someone you know, I think, actually really can help your golf game.
One change on the leaderboard now, as Trajan Andrews has bogeyed his third hole, so he drops to even par. You've got Shelton, Woodley, and Koontz still there at one under. Other guys you might know is, as Kevin was talking about, Jack Chambers is one over for Pooter. Jackson Snyder at one over for Pooter. Brenton Paz from Windsor is one over. Carter Hinkle also Windsor one over. Joseph Kennedy from Fossil Ridge sits at one over par. Connor Lewis from Eaton is one over. Jack Ballard, the junior from Fort Collins, at one over. And that's the group of one overs anyway. And then some of the big names still at two over par. So it's a long day. We'll find out what this looks like as we get going.
Yeah, and I can tell you right here, Schneider just parred out a nice little putt on nine to stay where he was. So a good hole for him. That was a nice solid hole. So I'll sign off for a minute. I'll circle back with you guys shortly.
All right, Kevin. Kevin Lytle out there from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And we'll take a quick break here pretty soon. Pooter so far, though, the team, as far as teams go, it seems like they're the one to watch out here. Is that about how you thought
well,
this would
you
be
know
going
what?
Down?
And what you've got to figure out, too, Fossil Ridge would be the team. However, we know that this is probably their B group that's out here today. Owen Kornmesser, who may have been the guy that everybody thought would win if he came to this tournament today from Fossil Ridge, not here today. And two or three other golfers that I saw higher on their list, not here today. So my guess is they've got it like a split squad would do. They've got their B team here and their A team playing somewhere else today.
Well, we've got our A team out here today,
we do.
Clark. We always bring our A team.
Whenever Brady Hall is here, it is, folks, the A team.
All right, 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Almost 1 hour done here. And I'll ask Clark if, you know, looking at some of these golfers, team-wise, as Clark mentioned, with the situation there with Pooter. Individually, though, let's see if there's any surprises so far. We're about 3-4 holes in, depending on the golfer at this point. Folks, you are listening to our coverage of the Eaton Invitational at the Eaton Country Club, presented by Journey Homes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. I thought you tattooed, and I've been riding on a ghost train. You know, normally when I do a broadcast with Clark, we're complaining about the cold. We're sliding our desk as we go here to be under the patio so we don't fry with the sun right now. So.
I feel like I'm on a cruise ship. This is great.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah, I brought sunscreen, so we'll take care of us at that point. But folks, we're live from the Eaton Invitational at the Eaton Country Club. It's a great time out here today. Clark and I are set up on the patio. If you know much about the Eaton Country Club. And we have Tanner Schwint and Kevin Lytle. They are running all over. I don't know how they're keeping things straight out there.
Yeah, they have. They certainly have the toughest job of anybody of us today.
We have the easy gig, I think. Of course, we're kind of paying attention to these. Clark, when do you start to look at this, when you look at especially a high school golf tournament, and you say, this okay, 3, 4, 5, 6 holes in? Is
yeah,
that when we're going to get a better idea?
As we get close to the turn, close to the ninth hole. Remember, we had shotgun start today, so everybody started at a different hole. So you might say, there's Kevin Lytle waving at us right now, moving back out to his
spot.
They're
coming. They're all over the place. They're just, like, they're quick. They're shifty.
Yeah, but as I was saying, shotgun start, so everybody's in a different spot when you start. So not, you know, maybe you're at the toughest part when you start it up, but, yeah, this is, I don't get real interested and start looking at the big time at the leaderboard. I mean, we don't want to mention all the kids that we can, but when is it important to look at the leaderboard? I think after the turn, after the first nine holes, get into that back nine, things get really fun then.
Trey Koontz is the one. I know Tanner is going to be, he is focusing on Trey Koontz right now, of course, from Sterling. He is four holes through at this point, and he is still under par. So, like you said, you still want to wait till we get a little bit deeper into this thing, but four holes in, Trey Koontz, is he starting to, is he a guy you look at and say, man, he could maybe keep this going throughout the day today and maintain that top-level status.
You can say that. A little early for me right now to say that, but look what Pooter's doing. Mm. You've got Greg Woodley, who's one under, you know, one of the three leaders there. And then, of course, Jackson Snyder at plus one. You've got Jack Chambers at plus one. Here come the Fossil Ridge kids. I said this was the B group. I don't mean to put anything against any of the Fossil Ridge kids that are out here. Maybe there's some A players out here today. Didn't see Kornmesser, so that was my spot there. But look at Case Wyrick, a junior at Fossil. He's one over. Joseph Kennedy, a sophomore from Fossil's at one over. So they're on the brink of jumping up and getting near the top of the leaderboard here as well. So three players, Shelton, Woodley, and Koontz from Brush, Pooter, and Sterling right now, the only golfers under par.
Yeah, well, again, I think Tanner, and on the other side, we'll take a break here shortly. We'll see where he is as far as updates. He said he was going to stay with Trey Koontz until Trey maybe starts to, if he starts to struggle a bit, he'll shift gears, but he wants to stay there. Trey is moving up the board, as they say. We will try to get superintendent of the Eden Country Club, Kyle Merritt, on the program. Just talk to him about the golf course and what the adjustments have been like for him, certainly. A lot to talk about, still to go here. Do want to thank Journey Homes for their sponsorship here of the Eaton Invitational at the Eaton Country Club. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Just 5 minutes after the 9 o'clock hour, hour number two, we are live from the Eaton Invitational, and maybe the picture is becoming a little bit clearer as far as guys that might be worth following throughout the day today. As far as the leaderboard is concerned, we're live from the Eaton Country Club. Thanks again to Journey Homes, but it's a lot of fun. Bottom line, a lot of great golfers out here today, and I know Tanner and Kevin are roaming the golf course, looking out for guys that are starting to shine a little bit. But Clark, why don't we run through that scoreboard and give us the updates as far as who's leading this thing, at least through most or certain around four holes, five holes now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now just two golfers under par. Mm. As it was Braxton Shelton from Brush that dropped back to even with a bogey on four. So some of the golfers through five holes, some through four right now. Trey Koontz is the leader as he had an eagle, or rather not an eagle, a birdie at on his fifth hole today, and sits at two under par. So the senior from Sterling, Trey Koontz, in the lead. The one we figured, Taleb Schaefer, right now, plus two for Sterling. So we'll see if he makes his charge before the day is done. Trajan Andrews, the junior from Northridge, at one under par through four. And then you get your even golfers. There's four of them there. Andrew Scoggin, the senior from Windsor. Braxton Shelton, the junior from Brush, as we talked about, has dropped back to even par. Dylan Schmidtke, the senior from Eaton, he is rolling along at even par through five. And Jackson Grace from Holy Family, you're going to hear the name, the Holy Family name, that school a bunch today, no question about it. Holy Family is huge. They're ranked number four right now. They were second in state last year and number three in 2018. So that school puts out some great golfers. But those are your top six right now on the leaderboard here at the Eaton Invitational.
Well, it's exciting to get through this, Clark. And when you talk about all the schools, all these local kids, local schools, there's a lot of local teams in this one today. How many local schools out here?
25 schools, Brady. Can kind of run down them here. Well,
yeah,
we've got a
yeah.
chance. And if you need to jump in, go ahead. Berthoud, in alphabetical order, Berthoud is a 4A school, ranked number 30 at the 4A level right now. Brush, a 3A school, they're ranked number 13. Braxton Shelton, the big guy from Brush, the junior who was 50th at state. Eaton is ranked number 5 at the 3A level. And Dylan Schmidtke right now, the senior rolling along, as we'll see what the Reds can do. Cole Lockie's on the course as well. Estes Park is a 3A team. They're ranked 34th at the 3A level. Fort Collins, a 5A school, of course. The Lampkins ranked number 21 at the 5A level. Fossil Ridge, that's the school to watch, but we think a number of their golfers, including Owen Kornmesser and Alex Rogers, not here today. So ranked number 6 in the state, Fossil Ridge. Remember, they won the whole thing in 2018, number 1 in the state that year, and they were 3rd last year. So it's a program at Fossil Ridge that's just unbelievable. Frederick, a 4A school, they're ranked number 21. They finished 4th at state last year as a team. You'll hear some Frederick golfers today as well. Frontier Academy ranks 7th at the 3A level. Max Knopfinger, though, struggling today at plus 3 early in this one. Greeley West, a 5A school, is in. Holy Family, we've talked about them. They're a 3A power. Longmont, 4A school, is here today. They're ranked number 15 in the state. Loveland has golfers here today. They're a 5A school, ranked number 34. Monarch also is ranked number 8. That's a good golf school, no doubt. Caleb Michaels, a sophomore, their big golfer. Niwot is a 4A school, ranked number 33. Northridge in. Trajan Andrews rolling along right now. He is in the top 6 near the leaderboard here right now. And Northridge ranked number 32, second team All-State. Trajan Andrews last year should be a first team All-Stater this year. You get Pooter, we've talked about them. They've got a bunch of golfers in the mix so far. Rez Christian ranked number 11 overall, finished 7th at state last year and 10th in 2018. So great program. Jacob Buckendorf at 2 over is probably the lead golfer for Rez Christian this year. You've got Severance in the mix, the new school, of course, ranked number 36. Sterling, they're ranked number 1 at the 3A level right now, so not a surprise. Taylor Schaefer maybe not having his greatest day, but Trey Kuntz is our is right there. Is Kuntz still in front?
Kuntz is still in front, 5 through for him.
Yep, minus 2, so Kuntz rolling along with the number 1 team in the state, the Sterling Tigers at the 3A level. And then Strasburg, Windsor, and Yuma are the other teams in here. So that's a great group of 25 local schools.
Yeah, no question about it, man. So what are the biggest surprises for you so far? As you mentioned a few golfers, a few schools even, that you thought even early on would be at the top. So what sticks out to you?
I love the fact that Dylan Schmidtke from the home team, Eaton
right.
Reds, is right there right now. You have to I think the Holy Family kids will come along, so I think they'll move up the ladder. That program is just too good to keep them down. How about Trajan Andrews? He was tied for 14th at the state in 4A last year, so maybe not that big a surprise that he's in the mix in this thing. I think Jacob Buckendorf will pick it up. Tied for 15th at state last year. As we said, he's 2 over. But Taleb Schaefer and Max Knopfinger, those are the two that I'm surprised with right now. I thought maybe those were the two to look at for winning this thing today. And Schaefer at plus 2, Knopfinger at plus 3.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. We just saw the guys disperse, too. Tanner's back out on the grind, and we'll see where he's trying to keep up with. I think he's trying to follow Trey Kuntz at this point, too. So makes sense with him leading from Sterling at this stage. But Trajan Andrews, Braxton Shelton, I know we'll see what we can get some updates there. But Dylan Schmidtke, as you mentioned, with Eaton, I'm sure we'll be getting some updates from those guys as well, those
golfers. Five golfers have separated themselves to stay even par or better right now. Trey Koontz from Sterling at 2-under. Trajan Andrews, the Northridge junior, is 1-under. And then three golfers at even par, and Braxton Shelton from Brush, Dylan Schmidtke, the Eaton senior, and Jackson Grace from Holy Family.
Yeah, Dylan Schmidtke just finished up six, so he's through six holes now, and he's even at this stage. So
good place to be for the
make your move. And I don't know what just happened. Or did we?
David Lee.
Are we still on the air, Michael? Just give me some kind of signal that means we're okay. There we go.
Love to hear from David Lee.
David
though,
Lee piping in. Hey, it's 2020. Anything can happen. Yep. David Lee wanted to join in, our deep voice guy, our imaging guy, and get involved in the broadcast.
Yeah, you hear something like this. We're setting pioneer records out here today. Golf on the radio on 1310 KFK, Northern Colorado's voice. I mean, we simply are.
I think it's actually pretty fun. It's something certainly unique. Normally at this time you'd be hearing our syndicated program, the Dan Patrick Show, and then normally I would jump on at noon for the whole show, but I'm hanging out here with you guys today, and I'm very much enjoying this, even though we're not getting to see a lot of the golf because we're here in the patio. It's still kind of exciting to get the updates as we're going, as we're following these leaderboards and getting Tanner and Kevin to give us those updates, and we can follow along with some of these leaders at this stage.
How much fun has it been to be the creator and the guy, the voice, the everything about the whole show, the number one show in the state? You win a CBA award for the best talk show in the state, man. That's cool stuff. It's a great catalyst for this station.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun this year. It's interesting. We won the award this year for the major in a major market,
right?
And obviously everything was shut down, so the event to celebrate that did not happen. So
cool.
that kind of figures for us. But, you know, I don't know that Colfax owns a suit, so it kind of worked out.
That's right.
So we would have had to wear a suit to go down there, so it was actually pretty good. I think we're going to get Kyle Maradon, the superintendent, out here at the Eaton Country Club.
You have time for him now, baby?
Yeah, let's get him on here and get ready to rock and roll. Things are heating up out there. Kyle, my friend, always good to catch up with you. We love everything that you guys do. It's a gorgeous day out here. It always is at the Eaton Country Club, but thanks for having us out here, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming out. It's great to have everybody out and great to see all the kids out today. Ordered up some nice day, so hopefully it doesn't get too hot, but
hey,
looking good so far.
I'll take too hot over too windy or, you know, raining or anything like that, right? At this point.
Absolutely. Anyway.
Then again, I'm up here in the patio, so I can I can take any kind of weather at this stage.
Exactly.
A lot of local kids out here, man. It's really cool
fantastic.
To see this. We got the leaderboard up here. We got a kid from Sterling rolling through this, but Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton is hanging in there.
That's our boy.
So we're watching, and Pooter's got a few kids in that list that are rising to the top here, too. So it's been really fun to watch this progress.
Yeah.
Tanner and Kevin are out there giving us updates throughout. And it's something unique to us, man. So we appreciate you jumping on board with us and allowing us to give it a shot.
Yeah, when I heard the idea, I was like, well, that could be a lot of fun.
It could be, man. I think we've had a great time with it. Like I said, Clark and I, whenever we do a broadcast, we're normally it's winter time.
Yeah.
And we're together and we're complaining about the cold. So there's nothing to complain about up here, man.
No, we're outside. It's good to see you get outside a little bit.
Yeah, I'm the pasty skin, man. You can see, I have the sunscreen ready to go.
Glad you got the sunscreen.
I do not get sunburns. It just doesn't happen because I have to have the sunscreen ready. I carry it with me all the time.
Well, I do, too.
I have it on my keychain, a little tiny one, too. Talk to us about the course. Obviously, things have been crazy for you guys. Changes dating back to 6 months ago. But, man, I've golfed this course a few times since. You guys have adjusted. You've done everything the right way.
Yeah, it's been a different year for sure. You know, we made some adjustments early in the season, calling, you know, some protocol from the PGA and the GCSAA, which is the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, kind of gave us some ideas on how to navigate through the difficult times. And we, you know, the membership really adapted well to those changes and has embraced it and, you know, are just appreciative of the fact that we get to be out and play. And me, I'm appreciative I get to be out here and work. You know, I've never been so excited to go to a job every single day. You know?
A lot of people were like that, right?
Yeah.
We just want to get back out there.
Yeah.
You said it, your members, they, you know, obviously you're telling your members, hey, we got to do things a little bit differently here if we want to keep this thing rolling. And you said they handled that very well.
They did, yep. They've adjusted very well. And, you know, I you know, I think some people are enjoying not having the bunker rakes out there. You know, we have a local rule. If you go in the bunker, now you can place your ball and smooth out a lie. And I think they really, really, really appreciate that.
That's been one of my favorite things about all of this because I end up there a lot.
Yeah.
So that works.
But, you know, it's been, you know, the amount of play that we've had this summer has been really a joy to see. You know, rounds are up, you know, almost 20% from last year.
Wow.
So, and looking to have a very busy fall with, you know, the lack of, you know, college football now. And I think, you know, golf is going to be in the forefront of people's activities this fall.
I think that's a heck of an opportunity, right?
It is.
Mean, obviously we know there's some great golfers out here, but so certainly the first time KFK has ever done a radio broadcast like this. So it's a lot of people getting creative. And, hey, when you stop and take a look, these are highly entertaining golfers out here.
Oh, absolutely. And the kids now are, I mean, they really put the time into this, you know, to see, you know, leader at the on the – is 2 under through 5.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
They really put the time in. The Eaton boys, I know, you know, see firsthand, they're out here every single day this summer, really putting the time into their game. Whereas when I was, you know, in high school golf, you know, maybe play once or twice a week, and you know, it was just kind of a hobby. And then I used it as an excuse to get out of school. So
yeah,
now these kids, you know, they really are putting the time into it.
I'm with you on that. You're seeing the dedication level certainly increase too. How much do you think with golf? I mean, you're seeing a lot of young, you know, professional golfers, a lot of young guys, fit guys that just kind of they're cool. There's a lot of cool. How much do you think that helps the game of golf with a lot of these younger guys?
It really started with Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
and now you're seeing, you know, the generation of kids that were started playing golf under Tiger Woods come through, you know, Justin Thomas and whatnot. And the level that they take it to with the physique and the dedication to their health and keeping themselves fit for the event is cool to see. And I think golf's in good hands. There's really good young people out and exciting stuff. And, you know, they're pretty entertaining. So it's fun to watch.
Yeah, and again, a lot of big names on this list. I know Clark Numbers Johnson was going through all these big names here, and we're seeing a lot of these kids about where we expected, but some surprises so far. So, what advice would you give for this course for any young golfer out here that's looking to master it?
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, where we set ourselves apart is the greens and your ability to work around the greens. The greens roll pretty quick out here. So staying below the hole is the biggest thing. You really want to limit your downhill putts because your downhill putts can get away from you and you can have a 3-putt really quick. So if you stay below the hole, you can keep yourself in a 2-putt territory and maybe roll in a few. You're really going to help keep those numbers away. The other thing is just getting through holes 3, 4 without putting up a big number. You know, 3 is a short par 4, but it's got out of bounds on the right and the green surrounded by a lake and out of bounds. So that hole can add up to a 6 really fast. And then 5 is a long par five without out of bounds on the right as well. So you get through those two holes with you know some pars and maybe just a bogey, you know, you're setting yourself up for some scoring holes going in at the finish.
We're talking to Kyle Merritt, the superintendent out here at the Eaton Country Club. And Kyle, it sounds like we have Tanner out there ready to go, man. So is there anything else we want to add to let our listeners know about the Eaton Country Club?
No, you know, looking forward to a great fall. So, you know, call for memberships. So we're always looking to have some other people out.
I for one, love this place. I'm not the best golfer in the world, but I love coming out here. It's such a relaxed environment. I know we were out here a couple of weeks ago. Clark and I were battling. We had a competition to see who could be the absolute worst. And I don't know. I think we kind of ended in a tie. I think it was a tie. So.
Well, it's always good to have some sort of competition out there.
We went along with Tanner, and he showed us a thing or two. But at least we had each other, and that was great. But you know what? Whether you're a great golfer, you're an okay golfer, or you're just out here to have fun, it doesn't matter. You guys make it great.
We're a laid-back environment. You know, we're more of a club in the country than a country club. So
I like that. I love that.
That's the way I enjoy it out here. So.
Now, we appreciate you guys. And, again, thanks for letting us hang out here today.
No problem. Thanks for coming out.
All right, my man. That's
Kyle
Merritt.
Looking forward to seeing the action.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is picking up here. It's starting to heat up a little bit. So if you need some sunspreen, I'll be ready to go for you.
Appreciate it.
I can
it.
Spare
Thank
a
you.
Little bit. Kyle Merritt, superintendent at the Eaton Country Club. Now we do have Tanner Schwint, who finally made his way back out there. I saw he was taking a break, and that doesn't seem fair. But, Tanner, where are you now, my friend?
Well, I'm on hole number 7 here, and I just watched Dylan Schmidtke with a tap-in birdie putt there, actually, and he's going to go to 1 under. So Dylan Schmidtke is going to start to make a little bit of a move watching Taylor Schaefer and Max Nofsinger. Max Nofsinger of Frontier Academy, of course, a little bit rough with the flat stick here today. Caleb Schaefer is going to putt into, I missed his first couple of shots. I'm not sure if that is a par or a birdie putt, but Dylan Schmidtke of Eaton is going to go 1 under, and they're following up. Right now we're going to be, I know we're up against the clock here, so I'll throw it back to you guys, but I'll be on the line because we've got Trey Coons, who's 2 under now, heading into this number 7 hole as well. So we'll keep you updated on how Trey does. The senior from Sterling starting to roll.
Tanner, should we stay with you here, or should we take a quick break? What would what works for you?
You know what? Go ahead. We can keep it here. Let's keep it here. They're working their way in. Yeah, let's do that. Let's just keep it here. They're working their way into the green. And again, this pairing Trey Coons 2 under is going to be the one to watch for a while, I believe. You know, they've got Eaton kid Peyton Walker in this group too. He made a nice little birdie on 4. So this could get interesting, but we talked about it. Taylor Schaefer was the kid that we had our eyes on coming into today from Sterling, but it's his playing partner. He's been Trey Coons, the senior, 2 under. And I heard Kyle Merritt talking about it, too, how important holes number 3 and number 4 are, because really those are the ones that can get you in trouble. And for Trey Coons to have come through 6 holes and be 2 under. Now, it's remarkable, you know, and keep in mind, we're not talking about the pros. We're not talking about even the college level. At the high school level, 2-3 under is remarkable, and that's going to win probably a lot of tournaments. So Trey Coons early putting himself in some positions to go score, as Kyle mentioned too, and I said earlier in the broadcast, was that these holes now, 7, 8, 9, even onto the back 9, you can go and score. You can go low. And so expect Trey Coons to quite possibly do this. They're looking at about 150 yards in. Trey Coons is staring at it. He's got eyes right on the flag stick. The hole sitting lower on the green. So if he wants to leave this short so he doesn't have a downhill putt, because this green runs downhill pretty drastically. So want to leave this one a little bit short, and I think the way he's been playing, I don't think that should be a problem. A great tee box from this group, too, from this pairing, all within probably 20 yards of each other here on the fairway. The only one in trouble looks like the Frontier Academy, John Schmidt, is out there. And he just knocked his hat off as he walked underneath the tree. I probably shouldn't laugh at that, but he didn't see that branch there. And so he just knocked his hat off.
Hey, it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse. Peyton Walker just threw it really close, too. So that was a nice little shot from Peyton Walker. He's starting to play some golf here now as Trey Coons steps up. He's standing over his ball. His coach standing right behind him as well, getting some guidance. Let's see how close this one goes in, goes to the hole. Again, Peyton Walker with that shot, I mean, he's looking at 5 to 6 feet underneath the hole straight up. But with how long this has taken Trey Coons to hit the shot, I mean, he's being aggressive with it. He's going to want to try and go after this pin, and it's in a location that he could probably get there. This shot was from John Schmidt from Frontier Academy, and he is short of the green. So after he punched it out from underneath the tree, now he's short of the green. Trey Coons finally able to step up with his approach shot. And, I mean, if he throws this close, Brady and Clark, if he throws this close and can find a birdie here, you're looking at starting to pull away a little bit from the field. His approach shot is in, and where is this going to land at? Oh, he left it within 3 feet. Oh, what a shot. He's going to have just a nice little birdie putt here. So let's see if he can make it. Brady, I'll throw it up to you guys, and when we come back on the other side, I'll update you and let you know if this putt goes in. But Trey Coons looking like he's in a pretty good spot right now.
Yeah.
Tanner, you're in a great spot out there.
Yeah.
Trajan Andrews right now leading at 2 under, and then you've got Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton and Trey Coons that Tanner's talking about from Sterling, both at 1 under. Jackson Grace from Holy Family at even par. Those are your 4 leaders right now. They're chasing Trajan Andrews.
Tanner, we'll get an update from you on Trey Kuntz next. We'll take a quick break here. We're well over our time here, but 25 minutes after the hour, you're listening to our coverage here from the Eaton Invitational live from the Eaton Country Club. Thanks again to Journey Homes. Let's get a big update from Tanner when we come back. Breaking out the Binox, Clark, as I can try to track down where Tanner Schwint and Kevin Lytle are as well. We're live, and we do have Tanner. Okay, we're live and on location here at the Eaton Invitational from the Eaton Country Club. Do what I think again, Journey Homes. Micah, do we have Kevin or Tanner? We have both. Okay, let's finish up with Tanner. Tanner Schwint was going to give us an update and the latest with Trey Kuntz. Tanner, are you there?
I am, Brady. He had about a 2-3 foot putt. It was a little bit back downhill. He actually pushed it by it, missed the birdie putt, and left him a long par putt, actually, which it ran back down the hill, and he sank that. So Trey Kuntz remains at 1 under. I'm going to work my way. I believe Nathan Andrews, the leader right now, is on number 9, getting ready to tee off on number 10. So I'm going to go try and get caught up with the leader.
Okay, Tanner, we'll jump back to you. We do have Kevin Lytle on the phone with us. We'll jump over to Kevin. Kevin, where are you now? Who are you taking a look at right now?
I am just off the number 16 green, Andrew Scoggins of Windsor. Just saw him just have birdie putt, about 20-footer, missed it but left it real about 2 feet short. Good putt, good lead putt. So he's gonna tap in for par. And right now I'm looking at Ryan Marcus from Fossil Ridge, who's trying to knock down a par after a nice little chip. From off the green, he had a real awkward lie off the green. He took a long look at how he wanted to swing at, but hit a really good chip and just missed his putt to save a par. But pretty good spot to be in from where his chip was. It was one of those it doesn't look that bad till you walk up and see the lie and you go, oh boy, that's rough. So pretty good job there. But yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with this group a little bit. Scoggins from Windsor's been a little up and down, but he's been playing decent overall today. And he looks like he could be one of those guys that could get in the mix.
Yeah, Andrew Scoggins from Windsor, as you said, Kevin, he's hanging out in there. So if he can kind of just stay above water in these next few holes, who knows, he might be able to make a move.
Yeah, it seems, you know, we're getting to the point where you can start to see some separation, but really we're not seeing a ton yet. There's still a big pack kind of hanging out around even. So I'm going to keep wandering around and try and find the guys who are going to be movers and shakers here because it's about that time for the pack to start separating.
Yeah, I love it. We're seeing some great golfers step up here today, too. Kevin, appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Kevin's talking about separation there, too, and we're starting to see it on the leaderboard. Trajan Andrews, that's who they're after right now, the Northridge Junior. Trajan is 2 under par right now, the only one at 2 under. Then a pair, one stroke back at minus one, Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton, and Trey Kuntz, who we've been talking about from Sterling. Jackson Grace from Holy Family sits at even par, and then two golfers at plus one, Braxton Shelton from Brush and Joseph Kennedy, the sophomore from Fossil Ridge. Jacob Buckendorf, the senior at Res Christian, leads a group at plus two.
Well, I like where Kevin is too, Clark, because you look down the road, you have this Windsor kid, Andrew Scoggins, who's he says he's been up and down, but he might be able to approach here. Meanwhile, you have Tanner, who's following closely with Trey Kuntz and Dylan Schmidtke, as you brought up. So I saw Kyle Merritt, the superintendent of the Eaton Country Club. His eyes kind of got big when he looked at some of these numbers with Kuntz and with Schmidtke.
Sure.
And I think he was even impressed at the fact, you know, again, we're 7 holes in for those two gentlemen, Schmidtke out of Eaton and Trey Kuntz out of Sterling. But I think even the superintendent out here was a little impressed.
Max Knopfinger, if you're a Frontier Academy fan, kind of figuring he would be towards the top of this leaderboard, sits at plus four. A little bit of a struggle going on for the senior from Frontier Academy.
Again, we do want to thank Journey Homes for helping us provide this coverage, first for us, but I think so far so good, Clark. We're about an hour and a half into this thing already. And, again, I know you were talking about some of the surprises. Poudre, it was interesting, and again, this is why you can't get too excited early on, but you saw several kids from Poudre right off the bat at the top of this thing. So we've seen a few drop-offs a little bit here, but, again, it's still so early. We should expect more from them throughout this day.
Yeah, the Poudre contingent you're talking about now, just one of them really in the group of the top 10 or 12 golfers right now, and that is Jackson Schneider, the senior that Kevin Lytle was out there following for a little bit. He's in at +2. Taleb Schaefer, also one of the favorites today, sits at +2, can still make a run in this thing. And I know Tanner Schwint's out there ready to go again.
Tanner, what do you have for us?
Well, Trajan Andrews left himself a difficult birdie chip, and he has run it well past the hole. So unless he makes a just remarkable uphill winding putt, I expect Trajan Andrews for Northridge to fall back to -1 to join a couple of other golfers that Clark had just mentioned as well. So it's going to be a tricky, tricky putt, but we'll keep it here if that works. He's here on number 9, getting ready to finish out number 9. And it was just, I mean, it's a tricky pin location. Kyle O'Meara and his crew did not hold back today. They definitely put these holes in some aggressive spots. And he had a little downhill lie off the side of the hill for a chip shot that just ran long on him. So, I mean, he's taking his time. He knows where he's at. And he knows at -2, you're going to be sitting really pretty. So he's staring down this putt for quite a while. And he's going to step up and hit this here. So this is to keep him at 2 under, and it is a tricky putt. So Trajan Andrews, the leader early here at the Eaton High School Invitational. Again, Andrews wearing the black shirt with the gray cap, staring down this putt, man. He's looking at every angle, and it's a tricky one. Again, like I said, back uphill, it's probably going to break a little right to left on him from where I'm standing, but let's see what he can do here. If he makes this, that says a lot about how he's playing right here. You talk about a mental save if he can find a way to hold this. The putt on the way, he's rolling it. He got an aggressive line at it, missed it just left, just left it out on that left edge. He flips his putter and catches it. He knows that he just fell back to 1 under, so he joins Dylan Schmicke and Trey Coons at 1 under. His 3 co-leaders, he's visibly upset with himself. So let's see how he can bounce back on hole number 10.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, Tanner, to see how he does bounce back. Thank you for that, though. Great job by you, Trajan Andrews, Dylan Schmidtke, Trey Koontz. We're following along Northridge, Eaton, and Sterling closely. But thanks again, Tanner. We'll hope to hear from you very soon. Clark, you heard Kyle Merritt mention it. The key out here in the greens is you got to try to stay underneath that hole, because downhill it can be a challenge. And as we just heard that with Trajan Andrews out of Northridge, that was the tough one, but still remaining the top, one of the top in the leaderboard.
Yeah, always easier to make that uphill putt than that, as Tanner said, that tricky downhill putt, especially on these fast greens. So we'll see. Yeah, as we said, 3 golfers, they haven't changed it yet on the leaderboard, but Trajan Andrews, the Northridge kiddo, will go back to -1. 3 golfers at 1 under right now. Schmidtke and Koontz right there with him. Jackson Grace from Holy Family at even par. A couple golfers at +1. That's Braxton Shelton and Joseph Kennedy. Kennedy's from Fossil Ridge and just a sophomore. And then Jacob Buckendorf, Rez Christian at +2. Who else locally? Here comes Taleb Schaefer. Don't forget about him today. The junior from Sterling, who was so impressive last year, of course, as a sophomore. And he's in at +2. Jackson Snyder, senior from Poudre, at +2. Connor Lewis, another Eaton kiddo, has jumped in there at +2. So it's a great group in there. Case Swirek, the junior from Fossil Ridge, also in that +2 group. But they're all chasing Andrews, Schmidtke, and Koontz right now.
Yeah, I think you said it, though. You're looking at Eaton here. We're out here at Eaton, so it makes sense for some Eaton kids to be rising up there as Connor Lewis is approaching. He's now through 8 holes, as you mentioned, so he's even at this stage. But, yeah, this is entertaining, just kind of going down the boards here. And I know Kevin and Tanner are now focusing on these top 10 golfers, and they're going to be roaming. So this will be a challenge for them to get out to each hole.
Yeah, as we get to the quote unquote back nine, I know it was a shotgun start, but we get to the secondary 9 holes of this 18 hole tournament today. It's going to be fun. They'll get to the leaders and find out who they are, and They're separating themselves a little bit right now.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll see if we can get any updates here. But at this stage, we have a Northridge, we have an Eaton, we have a Sterling golfer in the top three. So we'll see what happens here. Holy Family, Jackson Grace is making his move as well. So it's getting a little crazier as we roll on. Our first ever high school golf broadcast. We're doing it from the Eaton Country Club. This is the Eaton Invitational. Thanks again to Journey Homes. We'll be right back. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. .43 the time. We're live and on location for our first ever high school golf broadcast. This is the Eaton Invitational. We're live at the Eaton Country Club. Thanks to Journey Homes for making this broadcast possible for us here today. And I think it's safe to say, Clark, things are getting a little nutty out there now. How about Eaton? The story there that as a team, they're kind of in the middle of the pack, maybe a little slightly above there, but they have two young golfers, Dylan Schmidtke and Connor Lewis, sitting at the top five with Dylan Schmidtke leading right now through seven holes. Personally for him, he is one under, while Connor Lewis from Eaton as well is even at this stage. So two good golfers for Eaton leading the way for the Reds.
Hometown crowd, hometown course.
Yeah.
Maybe has something to do with that, but you're right. Three golfers at one under, one of those Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton. Connor Lewis, the Eaton junior, sits tied for fourth basically right now with Jackson Grace of Holy Family at even par. And don't forget about Taleb Schaefer, the guy that I thought maybe will win this thing today here in Offsinger. Mac's not making up the room yet, but here comes Taleb, just two over now. And what is he, sitting in tied for eighth? So plenty of golf left today to see who gets there, but they're chasing the three one-under golfers, Schmidtke, Andrews, and Kuntz.
As we look at the team side of it, too, you have Sterling sitting at the top there with Pooter right behind them, Brush, Northridge, and Fossil Ridge Holy Family, as you mentioned, Windsor's there, and then Eaton's coming in close, too. So that's where we are. And again, some of these collectively as a team, they're all through five, they're through six, they're through seven. So that's not 100% an easy way to look at the leaderboard, but it gives you an idea.
Absolutely. And we'll see as we get there. I think Holy Family will make their run as a team and get going there. Fossil Ridge, as we said, don't see some of the top golfers from Fossil Ridge today, but the contention that's here is golfing well.
Dylan Schmidtke, though, through eight holes, one under, is really leading this
thing, too.
Wouldn't
that be something to get an Eaton kid home today?
He's been climbing the charts throughout the day today. I know Trajan Andrews is another one we're following from Northridge, too. He's through six, one under, and then Trey Kuntz. So three golfers, one under. Trey Kuntz from Sterling, three golfers, one under at this point. But, again, it's worth noting Dylan Schmidtke is furthest along in his day. He's through eight holes. So we have Kevin Lytle, we have Tanner Schwint roaming the golf course today too. I think they've both kind of shifted their focus to some of these leaders on the leaderboard. Clark and Tanner's been taking a look at Dylan Schmidtke, Trajan Andrews. I know Kevin was taking a look at some of the Windsor kids, but they're starting to drop a little bit here. Andrew Scoggin was one of those golfers that he was looking at, but he has dropped since we chatted with him as well. So a lot happening here as we continue to progress through this, and so far so good. You know, it's not too hot for us under the patio in the shade, but as we look out there at some of these golfers, that's going to be, even though it's not windy and the weather's really beautiful, the heat will be something to contend with. The course will play a little bit differently.
Yeah, second half of the day going to be very hot out there. 97 degrees is where we're supposed to get this afternoon anyway. We'll be well done by then, but at least right now it is very it's mild out here. It's nice.
Yeah, now, but it will be something the golfers will have to pay attention to throughout the course of the day. Again, do want to thank some great sponsors for making this thing possible. Journey Homes, of course, Gould Parts, some excellent people, and the Eaton Country Club has been involved as well.
Absolutely.
All right, we have Tanner Schwint on the line with us. Tanner, where are you now?
I am on number 10 here after Trajan Andrews bogeyed number 9. He just absolutely crushed his drive. I mean, we're talking he's probably laying 70, 80 yards out. And he's in a really, really good spot. So figured we'd take a minute and see what he can do here. But I also wanted to throw out there, guys, as we check the leaderboard, Dylan Schmidtke, one under through eight. And keep in mind, he's gone through the toughest part of this course. He's already done that. So
when you talk about what Trajan Andrews still has to do, he hasn't been to number three yet. He hasn't been to number four yet, as he started on number six, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong on that. But he still has not been through this toughest part. So this is where it's going to be interesting. He's got to go low here to give himself some room because Schmidke's right on his heels. Schmidke's been through that tough part. His approach shot here is going to, oh, it about bounced in. It's going to roll off the right side of the green, right? It's going to, yeah, it just rolled off the right back edge of the green. So he didn't leave himself a very manageable birdie shot here. So he's going to just try and throw it short and throw it close and get out of here with a par. But like I was saying, guys, Schmidke right now, for my money, is sitting in the best spot out of any golfer out here. It's his home course. He's been through the toughest part. You know that confidence is building because he's been through the toughest part. Now he knows he can go and be uber aggressive on this back nine and start to really post some scores, some low scores, as the back nine is a little bit more forgivable than the front nine. So excited to see how this plays out. But Trajan Andrews, after a really, really great start, he knows where he's still got to go, and I think that could be a difference in the long run of this deal.
Tanner, let me jump over to Kevin here. We'll jump right back to you, and then we'll take a break. Micah, let's shift over to Kevin Lytle. Kevin, where are you at this point?
I am on 17. I'm now following Joseph Kendi, Fossil Ridge. You know, we were talking about Fossil Ridge doesn't have, you know, necessarily their A team, but Joseph Kendi here is looking like he might want to make a run at this. He just had a really nice 16, great approach shot to leave himself in a great spot. Now on 17, he hit another great drive. He's, again, in that pack that has a chance to make a run, and he's looking really solid right now. He's a guy, kind of interesting, he played at Monarch last year. His family just moved to Fort Collins over the summer, just a couple months ago. So he's new to Fossil Ridge, and you know, the rich get richer because that's a team that's always really dominant, and it looks like he's going to come in and help. And you know, it's kind of interesting, Fossil Ridge and actually all the Fort Collins schools are supposed to play at Old Course yesterday, a league match, so that was supposed to be kind of varsity teams, and then they're going to have the JVs go today. They showed up at Old Course yesterday, and the course had double booked them. And they ended up opting for the public. The public played, and so the varsity guys kind of end up missing out. But it's a great chance for some of these, you know, sort of second tier guys to stake their claim. And yeah, especially Joseph Kendi as sort of a new player on the team, he's looking like he's gonna have a good day. So I'm watching. He actually just trickled into the sand on his drive, but looks like he has a pretty decent lie. Looks like, yeah, he played it safe, which is probably smart. Just got out. Leave himself a pretty simple approach shot. So probably a smart, safe sand play again right now. If you're hanging around even par for your round, it looks like you're going to have a great chance late. So Joseph Kendi is right there in that mix right now. Another great player for Fossil Ridge.
Yeah, Kevin, you're talking about Joseph Kendi, the sophomore at Fossil. Talk about going from one great program to another. Monarch ranked number 8 in the state right now and Fossil Ridge number 6. That's a couple of blue chip programs.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know how it is in those programs. Guys just kind of get used to succeeding. You know, every year with this Fossil Ridge golf program, what happens is, you know, there's a couple guys finish really high at state. You know, oftentimes they're seniors and you go, oh man, you know, they're losing a couple great players. What's going to happen next? Well, they have a couple great ones behind them. They just haven't been at the top of the lineup because of the other ones. So that's how you do it year in, year out. Just keep churning out these really great players that kind of bide their time waiting.
Kevin, we're up against a break, so we'll take a short break. We'll see if we can reconnect with you and Tanner as you know, Tanner's waiting to hear back what Trajan Andrews is going to do, and Kevin is focused on Joseph Kendi. So 9:52 the time. We'll take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number two of this broadcast already. This is coverage from the Eaton Invitational at the Eaton Country Club, presented by Journey Homes. Welcome back to our special edition broadcast here from the Eaton Country Club. This is the Eaton High School Invitational, and it's our first ever high school golf broadcast, and it's actually been highly competitive. Well, we figured it would be highly competitive, but right at the top, Clark, you're seeing some guys just going back and forth here. Dylan Schmidtke through eight is one under Trajan Andrews, who I think Tanner was going to give us an update there, so we'll see if we can connect with him later. Jackson Grace at a Holy Family.
Here he comes.
Yeah, I mean, he's right there, seven through seven holes. He's even. Trey Koontz out of Sterling. He's been at the top pretty much all day. He's gone through eight. He's even. And then another Eaton Red, Connor Lewis. He's gone through nine holes, and he's even. So you got to wonder, the Eaton Reds, they have two guys at the top. As a team, collectively, they're a little bit down the leaderboard there, but they have two golfers sitting in that top five spot here as we as we're kind of approaching this back nine.
Take note of a couple golfers just out of that reach, too. Joseph Kennedy, the sophomore from Fossil Ridge, has driven himself to plus one, and here comes Taleb Schaefer. Don't forget about the junior from Sterling. He's at plus two.
Yeah, no, it's been intense so far. And, again, we're having Tanner Schwint and Kevin Lytle kind of making sure they find the leaders at this stage. So that's been kind of cool to get their updates. But as you mentioned, Joseph Kennedy was someone Kevin was just watching. And this was the last hole we left Kevin on was a big one for him. So that could really determine whether he's going to be really in the thick of things here as we approach all of their back nines throughout this process. But, Clark, so far so good, man.
Yeah, it's been fun out here. It'll heat up, folks. You think it's fun now. Let's just wait until the back nine of this thing, and we start getting the leaders to separate just a little bit.
Yeah. No, again, it's our coverage here. Thanks again to Journey Homes for being with us. Tanner will be ready. So we're close up against a break here, so we'll get Tanner back on the other side of this as we get into the 10 o'clock hour. We plan to stay with you throughout the duration of this process here, so 12:30, and this is going to be good, man. I think it's going to be at the close finish here as we get further on through the day.
Yep, this many great golfers, it's going to be a packed group at the top when we finish here, I think.
Yeah. All right. 9:58 the time. Hour two is in the books. We'll take a quick break. This is coverage from the Eaton Invitational at the Eaton Country Club. Thanks again to Journey Homes. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. 5 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour here, and do not adjust your radio. Normally, this would be a time where you're listening to the Dan Patrick Show here on 1310 KFKA, but we're calling an audible here. Can I use a football term?
You can.
In a golf event? We are live and on location from the Eaton Country Club. This is the Eaton Invitational. I love that music. It just makes me want to take a nap. I just feel like taking a nap right now. It's a beautiful day out here. Clark and I are we're moving around on the patio here so we can stay safe from the sun. So that's good. I don't have enough sunscreen to keep us safe.
We're trying. I know we've got Tanner out there who's got a report.
Who's probably
for
very
us.
Sad yep. that I just said that because he's in the heat right now. But Tanner Schwint is joining us. Where are you, Tanner?
I'm over here on 11, actually. I'm still following around Trajan Andrews, and something that has been made very evident is that Trajan Andrews can hit the crap out of the ball, if we're using technical terms. Because on 11 here, he just drove again, and he left himself 60 yards out, and he his second shot, he had a great look at the pin, but he left it a little bit short after a nice par save on number 10, Trajan Andrews. What's going to be the difference for him, I think, throughout the remainder of this is can his short game catch up with his long game? Because he can drive with anybody out here. There's no doubt about it. And he's just got to be able to get this short game rolling. And he's going to have a nice little look at this chip. It'll be interesting to see if he chips or if he puts this, but it will be fascinating. But like I talked about, guys, already you've seen these greens start to firm up. The heat's starting to come down a little bit. And so these putts are going to start running a little bit faster.
That will help some golfers, and that will confuse others. And so it's going to be those guys that can adapt and that can play this course. You guys have been keeping an eye on that leaderboard, as we have too. And Schmidtke, Dylan Schmidtke, unless something has changed from just mere moments ago, still leading this deal, tied with Trajan Andrews. So Andrews right here on 11, and then 12 is a very scoreable hole as well. And so we'll see. Well, let's just keep it here. We'll just close out this hole with Trajan Andrews. His other two playing partners are in a little bit of trouble as they both went a little deep here. So they're going to have downhill chips at this hole. But, guys, I haven't been able to check here team-wise. Who's leading the way in the team standings?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As far as the teams go, we're showing Sterling, Windsor, Holy Family. But I did just talk to one of the members of the Eaton coaching staff here, and he mentioned that maybe it seemed a little skewed at this, or a little off at this point in time. So we know the players seem to be updating regularly, but on the players' side of things, perhaps a little bit behind, and maybe that's just the way the scoring system is. But so that's what we're seeing in front of us anyway, with Sterling, Windsor, and Holy Family at the top.
Individually, eight golfers are plus one or better, and Tanner sitting out there in the midst of them right now. Schmidtke and Andrews, minus one. You've got Jackson Grace, Trey Koontz, and Connor Lewis at even, and then your plus ones are Braxton Shelton, the junior from Brush, Chris Gunnlaugsson, a junior from Niwot, and Adam Gannon, a senior from Longmont.
Well, and you mentioned Connor Lewis. I've got Eaton Athletic Director Steve Longwell sitting here, and he just informed me that Connor Lewis had eagled number six, which is not a par three. He was able to get an eagle here. Here's a shot by Trajan Andrews, and it's a great chip. He's going to have a tap-in par. Oh, and now it's running out. He was confused by that, too. Oh, he didn't see that coming. I didn't either. It rolled back out of there. So what was going to be a tap-in par had a little bit of English on it and has rolled back away from the pin. But what I was saying about Connor Lewis is that that number six is it's a drivable par four for some of these kids. And he had to have gotten there, or at least sank his second one, because that's not necessarily an easy hole to eagle there. It's protected by water, and so that's a great job by Connor Lewis and this Eaton team. I would have to imagine with Schmidtke 1-under and Connor Lewis at even right now that they've got to be threatening for that lead. Of course, they do have the most golfers here with this being their home tournament. So we'll find out. Trajan Andrews trying to stay at 1-under. It does look like that's going to be a makeable par putt, but it's a little bit back uphill. And obviously there's going to be a break on it with the way that it rolled out of there. It was interesting. It caught him off guard, caught me a little bit off guard as well. But, guys, these greens, I mentioned it earlier, Kyle Merritt and this the Eaton Country Club staff, they did not take it easy on these golfers. I mean, they've got these holes in very difficult and challenging locations. And these greens, the Eaton Country Club's notorious for it. I mean, they're quick, and they've got a lot of deceptive reads on them. A lot of other places you'll see that'll have big loops and curves, and the Eaton Country Club's not really that. It's going to just have these little drop-offs every once in a while, incredibly difficult to read. So we will find out as Trajan Andrews is going to wait for a couple more people to putt here and try and leave it close. But let's hang out here for a second. Again, it's the Eaton High School Invitational. And, guys, well, has my golf play-by-play gotten any better from the first hole?
I think it's been outstanding. I think getting you guys to update us and give us the play-by-play, I think it's been more than we expected, Tanner, so you're doing a great job.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that. This is all new for us, and it's just crazy, and this is going to be a sprint, too. The golf season every year is a sprint, but this year, with everything, you know, that was kind of up in the air, it's really going to be a grind. But I think we said over 100 golfers here, which Steve informed me is bigger than the state tournament. So the pace of play is great still up here, but it's going to be a tight finish all the way to the back here as we start on this back nine. We're going to follow Trajan Andrews as long as he's able to keep this string of pars going. This tricky putt from one of his playing partners, that's what's taking so long, guys. And you mentioned the sun, but hey, I'm in a cart. I don't know why Kevin Lytle did not take a cart. I'm able to find the shade very easily.
So Kevin's not actually in a cart?
No, he's walking around. He's been walking all morning. I don't like he's a better man than me.
Dedication.
Like I
Oh no! Yeah, I knew Tanner would be in a golf cart. A golf cart as soon as they offered.
That was the first. That was the first thing I did when I got here. I didn't set up. I let you guys set up. I went and got a cart to make sure that I wasn't walking everywhere today.
Well, it's exciting to see. You had mentioned earlier too when you look at the leaderboard, Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton. Perhaps the toughest part of this course is behind him. So. He might be in a very good spot to take this thing today because you said maybe the difficult task was he's already accomplished it.
Yes, and absolutely. And so what just happened here on 11 as well is that one of the playing partners for Trajan Andrews, he missed his putt long, which actually gave Andrews a good look at what his putt's going to do here. He's got probably about 4 feet here left for a par, so let's see if he's able to do this. He's standing over his putt now. Let's see what Trajan Andrews do. Maintain a share of the league. It looked straight at it, and it rolled out right on him. It just mm-hmm. missed the cup. So Trajan Andrews is going to fall back to even, leaving Dylan Schmidtke, your leader right now, in the Eaton Invitational.
Wow. So there you go. That was a missed opportunity there, and Dylan Schmidtke's kind of putting himself in a great position here so far out of Eaton. I did see, too, as far as another Eaton golfer, Connor Lewis has dropped a little bit. He is now plus two, so he has moved down the step. But we're looking at Dylan Schmidtke, Trajan Andrews, Jackson Grace out of Holy Family, and then Trey Koontz out of Sterling has stayed in the thick of things since his first hole. So he's through nine now, so things are getting in. They're starting to heat up.
One of the golfers that Kevin was talking about, too, from Fossil Ridge, Joseph Kennedy, the sophomore, at plus one now. So you've got a couple golfers. Well, now really just Schmidtke at one under. And then what have you got? Three even par golfers in Andrews, Jackson Grace, and Trey Koontz. And then three more golfers, four golfers back at plus one. And that includes Joseph Kennedy, the sophomore from Fossil Ridge.
We're going to go try it. We're going to jump over to the leaders now. We're going to go find Dylan Schmidtke. So I'll give you an update. We're going to follow Schmidtke. I'm going to let Kevin keep walking around. See, this is why I got the card. I'm following the leaders, guys. I'm watching. I'm taking notes, too, trying to help my golf game out a little bit here.
That's the thing to do. Okay, Tanner, call us when you have an update. You're gonna see how Dylan Schmidtke's doing. Talk to us a little bit about him when you find him, too. I mean, he's lighting it up out there, so I'll be curious to get your thoughts.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you in just a few.
All right, there's another update there. So perhaps, and again, it's certainly not over by any means, but maybe a missed opportunity there from Northridge's Trajan Andrews, but still right there in the thick of things. The thing that you got to note, though, and Tanner brought this up, is that Dylan is in perhaps the easier part now. I don't know that Trajan Andrews has gone through the three and four, those difficult holes, as Kyle Merritt, the superintendent from the Eaton Country Club, told us about.
I think that was the part of the course that Knopfsinger and Schaefer, the kids from Frontier Academy and Sterling, we expected to be near the top of the leaderboard. That's where they started as well, because they started out on the plus side of things. So we'll find out. But right now, the senior from Eaton, Dylan Schmidtke, atop the leaderboard here in the Eaton Invitational.
Trey Koontz is the one, an interesting name, too, out of Sterling.
Yep.
He stayed at the top pretty much this whole journey, Clark. So, I mean, he's not running away with this thing or anything like that. He's sitting at even, but he has been in the top five since we started this thing.
Second-team All-Stater last year was Trey Koontz, the now senior at Sterling, finished 18th at state at the 3A level. His playing partner, Taleb Schaefer, though, the one we thought, he was fourth at state, and that was as a sophomore. So, first-team All-Stater and Schaefer. So there's two incredibly great golfers out at Sterling High School.
All right, so this is the way it looks with Schmidtke under one. Jackson Grace out of Holy Family is even. Trey Koontz out of Sterling is even. Trajan Andrews out of Northridge is even. And as Kevin was following, look at Joseph Kennedy from Fossil Ridge. He is climbing the charts. He's plus one at this point in time, but he finds himself sitting at, in fifth place at this stage. So he's climbed. I mean, he's staying in it. I know Kevin had told us he found himself in the sand not long ago, so kudos to him for being able to battle back and get back in the thick of things.
Seven golfers at plus one or better, and you can probably go. We're only halfway through this thing at best right now, so you can even throw the plus twos in there. That's Taleb Schaefer, Braxton Shelton from Brush, and Connor Lewis, the other Eaton entrant, all sitting at plus two. They're still in the mix, can still make a run.
Clark Johnson joining me. I'm Brady Hull. I'm not going to be doing the whole show today. We're hanging out here throughout the, at least till 12:30, and we'll play what we missed with the Dan Patrick Show coming up a little bit later on. You're back at it. You're switching gears this evening. Are you on tonight, or is it Tanner?
Actually, Tanner will be on tonight as we have Platte Valley. Coach Niederkorn softball, Platte Valley, 13 days, 13 teams coming up tonight, and then we end the week tomorrow. I'll have that one out. We'll be talking about Roosevelt Rough Rider softball with Coach Marino and company out there.
This would have been our sixth year for high school football training camp coverage, but of course, high school football has been moved to spring, and we'll adjust accordingly. But it is an honor to be able to follow along with you guys and with these softball players out here, because as you guys have said, softball is a huge sport throughout northern Colorado, and we see some fantastic athletes.
Yeah, and we have taken a look at softball, certainly coverage of the state tournament and an occasional softball game throughout the year during our football coverage. But this year, without football, we get to concentrate on softball, so we'll have it for you. Softball schedule coming up here on KFKA. We'll get it to you next week.
All right. Clark, I do want to mention this. This is a little bit of breaking sports news. Big Sky Conference postpones all four fall sports competitions to the spring. So we had those questions about volleyball, and obviously KFK is the voice of the Bears. Football, men's basketball, we had considered volleyball, but they have moved all fall sports to the spring.
Now, does that – I know there was a conversation that you had, and I know you were talking to I don't know if it was Kelly at the Colorado one, but that if we did have – if they did push everything, maybe they'd leave the CSU-UNC game out there to play it.
Yeah.
But does this mean, no, that can't happen?
I can't imagine, but would you let in-states do some kind of game that doesn't count in the record books or anything like that?
Sure.
Would you let CU and CSU play and UNC, and we do a round robin here in the state of Colorado? Is that something that we could all consider, or is it just – too dangerous? I don't know at this stage, but at least 2 weeks ago or a week ago when I talked to Athletic Director Darren Dunn from UNC, when he had mentioned that Big Sky football was moving to the spring side of things, he had mentioned that, hey, we believe we still want to play that CSU game. Then you saw the Mountain West Conference move. So is there a possibility? Maybe so. Certainly something worth following along throughout next week. All right, 19 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a quick break here. This is our coverage from the Eaton Invitational from the Eaton Country Club. Thanks again to Journey Homes for making this possible for us. We got a lot of great golf to talk about coming up next. Now things are really getting interesting out here. So stick with us. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. KFKA 10:23 the time. Welcome back. We are live and on location at the Eaton Country Club. This is the Eaton Invitational. We're trying our hand at a golf broadcast today, our very first one. Big shout out to Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and Tanner Schwint here of KFKA for being our field guys out there. They're doing the hard work. We're doing the easy stuff here. So it's okay. We got the leaderboards in front of us. How about that, Clark? We're looking here, and you do have Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton through 10. Still under one.
The only one with a red number, right? One under. Then you have three golfers at even par. Jackson Grace from Holy Family talked about that school, how good that program is. Trey Koontz from Sterling, he's been up here near the top of the leaderboard all day. Trajan Andrews, same thing, the junior from Northridge. All three of them a shot back at even par. And then here comes Joseph Kennedy, the sophomore from Fossil Ridge, at plus one. Christopher Gunlickson, a junior from Niwot, at plus one as well. So six golfers right now, plus one or better.
And looking at the team standings, again, as they're updating here, we do have Sterling still sitting at the top, Holy Family, Windsor, Brush, Northridge, then Eaton and Pooter. So it's a close battle between all these teams at this stage, too.
I'm looking for the Eaton golfer that was up near the top before, but I don't. Connor Lewis, there he is, has dropped to plus two right now, so he's sitting back in a tie for seventh. Looking at other golfers, Taylor Schaefer, the junior, who I thought might have a chance to win this thing today, at plus three right now. And Brady, I think we've got Tanner.
I think Tanner was trying to track down Dylan Schmidtke. So Tanner, did you mission accomplished for us, or you're lost out there?
No, I have not gotten lost, Brady. As you know, I've been out on the Eaton Country Club a lot, so I just have to track him down. I know him, know my way around here, but I will tell you, I was talking with Athletic Director Steve Longwell about Dylan Schmidtke, and he mentioned the strides that he has made from last year to this year, really taking it to the next level, to the point that he's starting to talk about college and playing some college golf.
Wow.
And it's really tremendous to talk about a guy that can make that big of a stride. He did have a tap-in par on 10 as they get ready to tee off on 11 here. The pace of play has slow down a little bit here, so hopefully that doesn't come into effect too, because that can mess with a golfer's psyche, as strange as that sounds. But the longer you stand on a tee box, you know, it's all about, golf's a very much a rhythm game, and this might disrupt some rhythm, but it looks like Dylan Schmidtke's got it all put together right now. Let's see how long he can hold on to that top tier leaderboard, but you love seeing guys like this that take that next step, and here he sits, top of the leaderboard. I actually talked with his mom for a second here, and she noted he was incredibly nervous this morning. It's home course, you know, senior year, ready to get rolling. So it's Dylan Schmidtke's tournament right now. It's the Dylan Schmidtke show, and they're teeing off on 11 right now. So I'll give you an update as we get closer to the green, but the pace of play, again, it slowed down just a little bit. I'm going to stay with the leader here, so I'll keep you updated on Dylan Schmidtke.
Tanner, I just got a note from Kevin Lytle that Joseph Kennedy, the sophomore from Fossil Ridge, has eagled where he was at right now. So if that's the case, would put him even with Dylan Schmidtke. He'd move from plus one to minus one on an eagle right there. So things get very interesting.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Clark, I don't have this information, but where did they start out? What hole did they eagle? And do you have any of that with you at all? Because I'd still be very interested. Go ahead, Brady.
Yeah, I thought I heard Kevin say that that he eagled 18. So if that's the case, but they'd be right in our back door here. But if it is the case, he'd go from plus one to minus one and be tied atop the leaderboard with Dylan Schmidtke. Very, very fun.
So that's going to be the one to keep an eye on now, that he, as he goes into that front nine there with one, two, especially three and four. Let's see if he can keep it up. But Schmidtke's in this prime scoring opportunity with these next couple of holes. So let's see if Schmidtke can take advantage.
All right, Tanner, are you going to stay with us, or are you going to get back to us?
I will get back to you guys, because they just got done teeing off. So as we get closer, I'll call back in and get you an update here in just a minute.
Yeah, it's turning out to be a lot of fun, Clark. Joseph Kennedy, as you mentioned, thanks to Kevin Lytle with that update. That was huge for him. I go back to a few holes ago for Kennedy. He puts it in the sand, and Kevin said he found a way to get out quickly, so he recovers. That was a big moment from him. I don't know which hole he was on at that stage, but that was a really big moment. And here he finds himself, according to the stats right now, top five, but should be bumping up there for a straight-up tie with Dylan Schmidtke.
Yeah, on our leaderboard, our real-time leaderboard, they have not updated that yet, but should be coming soon, and we'll get that. And with a shotgun start, all we know from here is how many holes they have they have been through, but not where they are on the course. So Joseph Kennedy right now, it says he's through nine holes, but we think it's 10 now, and if that was the case with the eagle at 18, he would go into a tie for the lead here just over the halfway point of the day.
Five golfers really making this interesting. Schmidtke, as we mentioned, from Eaton, Jackson Grace, Holy Family, has stayed in that second spot for a while now. Trajan Andrews, Northridge, he's remained at the top quite a bit. Joseph Kennedy's there. Christopher Gunlickson, Braxton Shelton out of Brush. You still have Connor Lewis in the mix from Eaton. You still have Trey Kuntz and Sterling. Trey Kuntz has dropped a little bit. He's now plus two, but he was sitting in that top five spot for a good portion of the start here. So he's dropped a little bit, but we're starting to see who these golfers are that are going to pull away. And I know on the other side of this, we'll probably get an update from Tanner and Kevin. I believe Kevin is going to stay on Joseph Kennedy. This might work out very well. We'll get both of those guys on the leaders there. 10:30 the time, Clark. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see if we can get some more updates and tell you a little bit about KFKA's plans for the upcoming season with preps with UNC as well, as we just heard the Big Sky Conference moving all fall sports to the spring now at this point in time. 30 minutes after the hour, this is 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's voice, live from the Eaton Country Club, thanks to Journey Homes. We'll be right back. We're live from the Eaton Invitational at the Eaton Country Club, our first crack at high school golf coverage here. Tanner Schwent is with us. We are going to go to talk about Dylan Schmidtke. He is going to perhaps going to birdie here. Tanner?
Oh, my goodness, Brady. He just bombed his drive, left it probably 60 yards out. And when he hit it, I thought that he had hit it a little too far to the right. He ran it up there, and he knew the green. It came back, and he's probably got about a three-footer here for a birdie to take sole possession of that first place. We're going to move up and get a little bit better look at it. He's going to take his time on this. He knows where he's at right now. There's no doubt about it. He knows where he's sitting at, that he's got to be in a pretty good spot. And he's staring down at a great birdie opportunity. So let's see what he's got here. One of his playing partners from Sterling, that's Trey Coombs, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong there, but just taps it in. And we've got Dylan Schmidtke that is staring at this. Let's see. And there's a little bit more on this than I originally thought. It's a 5 or 6 foot putt, but there's not going to be a ton of break on it. Schmidtke staring over the ball, taking a couple practice putts here. Should be a little right to left, but it's uphill. Here's Schmidtke, putt on the way. He left it a little short and a little left. He did, and that he grabbed that little same spot that you saw Trajan Andrews, where he had a little bit of trouble, but he's going to step it up, and he tapped it in. So he stays at par. He stays at one under, but his short game is going. He steps back and rereading what he thought he saw was just a little bit off, but Dylan Schmidtke, one under, staying there, and we'll stay with him as he continues these possible scoring holes here on this back nine.
All right, Tanner, we're going to switch over. We're going to jump over to Kevin Lytle, who is with us here, and I know he's following along with Fossil Ridge's Joseph Kennedy. Kevin?
Yeah, so I'm just off of number two here. Joseph Kennedy actually just bogeyed number two. He had his tee shot was pretty good, pretty even with the pin on the fringe, but it was kind of an awkward spot putting from the fringe, and he had a little bit of both a downhill and a big left to right on the break, and he left it a little short, left a long par putt, just missed it. But he just eagled, about 10 minutes ago, eagled number 18 to really throw himself back in the mix, and so despite the bogey here, he went eagle, par, bogey, so he's still right there. He's just about to tee off on three, which is a little tricky little par four. You do not have much space. You have the road on the right, and you have a bunch of trees on the left, which if you're anything like me, that's a disaster. Luckily, these guys are a lot better. But it looks like he's just teeing up here, so I'll let you know how his tee shot goes. But that eagle on 18 obviously is huge to bring him right back into that mix of kind of the top five guys. It looks like he's pulling out an iron here. He's not even going to try and drive it. You can tell he's saying it's short enough. Let's hit iron straight down the middle. And let's see. Looks like good contact. Yep, he put it right down the fairway. Like I said, he played it short. He thinks he'll be able to reach with his second iron shot. Didn't even want to risk the driver. So yeah, another guy here who looks like he might want to make a little bit of a charge for the top.
Yeah, well, Kevin, keep us updated, and I know you'll be following him along, keeping the pressure on Dylan Schmidtke, on Trajan Andrews out of Northridge as well. So we'll look for an update coming from you soon.
Yep, I'll circle back in a bit here.
All right, that's Kevin Lytle there. He's following along with Joseph Kennedy. He's
I haven't seen where the Kennedy eagle has hit the board. He was sitting plus one. Now he's plus two. Maybe that plus one was including the eagle, but
maybe.
You've got, according to the leaderboard we're looking at right now, Dylan Schmidtke, Trajan Andrews, both one under par right now. Schmidtke from Eaton and Andrews, of course, from Northridge, leading the way. Then Jackson Grace, the Holy Family senior, is the only golfer at even par. So those are your top three. And then there's one, two, three, four, five golfers all at plus two. Braxton Shelton, the junior from Brush. Joseph Kennedy, the sophomore from Fossil Ridge. Christopher Gunlickson, the junior from Niwot. Trey Coons, the senior from Sterling, who was up near the top of the leaderboard earlier. And from Windsor, Brenton Paz, the junior, is also at plus two. Don't forget about Adam Gannon, a senior from Longmont, also plus two.
Yeah, it's interesting here, Clark, as Dylan Schmidtke is through 11 holes here. He's still under one. Trajan Andrews out of Northridge, he's under one, but he's through 9 holes at this stage. So things are interesting there, but Schmidtke, I would say after about his third or fourth hole, he found himself in the top five. So he's maintained that stance for quite some time, and he's been in that leader position too. Team updates for you. Looking at Sterling, they're plus 10. Holy Family right behind them, plus 12. Windsor's tied with them with Holy Family at the plus 12 mark. Northridge plus 14. And Eaton coming in at fifth place right now as a team, plus 15 as well. So looking out for that, it does seem like we're starting to catch up with the scores, with the individual scores versus the team scores as well. But it's kind of working out. We have Tanner following one of the leaders. We have Kevin following the other leader out of Fossil Ridge. So these updates are going to be fast and furious now for the next hour and a half or so.
Yeah, I want to thank Journey Homes for making this broadcast possible today. And I know Larry Buckendorf out there, his kiddo Jacob is one of the top players at Resurrection Christian High School today. Last time I looked, Jacob was struggling a bit today at plus five, but yep, we thank them for what they do. Gould Parts right down the road, stone's throw from where we are. Another great sponsor, and of course, can't do it without the home course, the Eaton Country Club today. Great stuff out here, no doubt.
Yeah, no, it's a perfect day. I was off and on getting a little breezy, slightly breezy. Did you see that bird just about hit me in the head?
Yeah,
just about hit me in the head.
I thought you were going to dive under the table there.
It just grazed my face. But I think we're okay. We're out of harm's way for now. But I do want to give some folks some updates. Again, tonight we do continue at 5 o'clock tonight, 5 to 6 o'clock. We continue our coverage with 13 Days, 13 Teams, Platte Valley Softball Edition. Normally we do high school football at this time, but as you know, with spring, we're putting our focus onto the softball thing. With the season set to start next week, right? Late next week.
Yeah, so some teams are getting going as of tomorrow, actually. Mm. Friday the 14th, and Greeley Central and Greeley West will kick off. We had Sean Miller, the Greeley Central coach, on yesterday on 13 Days, 13 Teams, and that's a school that's trying to figure out how to put wins together on the softball diamond, and they'll battle their crosstown rival Greeley West on tomorrow at Twin Rivers. And then as we get through 13 Days, 13 Teams, we get our schedule, broadcast schedule, going for softball. I think that's our kickoff game on the 25th. Is the second matchup of the year between Central and West, so it should be fun.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be nuts with the softball process, but I tell you what, Clark, in January, hold on to your hats.
No,
because
kidding.
You're going to have a little bit of everything there. What do those schedules look like? Basketball is set to go in January, correct? Both men's and women's basketball will have starting in January.
Yeah, basketball and wrestling at the same time. So as January kicks off, you've got basketball rolling, you got wrestling, ice hockey, you know, girls swimming's in there. How does that, you know, a lot of wrestlers play football as well.
Right.
If you're going to the Pepsi Center for the state championship for wrestling, you're going to miss a football game because that same weekend is the kickoff for all the football teams because they have to compact it together. And when you're only playing a 7-game season in football, one game is a big
game. It's huge.
Yep.
It's absolutely huge. That's a great point. When is the football season is slated to start then? Is that March?
You can be on the field and start practicing the 22nd, but March 4th is the first of the contests, 7 of them, and need to end the regular season by the 17th of April, and then postseason begins that last week in April.
And then baseball is more like a May look there, late April, early May. So, like I said, Clark, get ready because you're going to have 475 games in about 4 months.
Doesn't it seem like we're putting four seasons into about two and a half seasons?
It sure does. Yep. I mean, it's going to be interesting how that unfolds. And then, of course, KFK is the voice of Preps Radio throughout Northern Colorado. We're also the voice of the Northern Colorado Bears, the UNC Bears. So Coach McCaffrey's first football season is going to be put on hold, and we'll move that to the spring. We did chat with Kevin off-air, Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and we both asked the question that a lot are having. All right, since the Mountain West is postponed, Big Sky is postponed, Pac-12 is postponed. Pac-12's postponing basketball, too. They're moving basketball through the new year. Does that mean will CSU see and say if we can play a few games in the fall? Kevin said very unlikely for that to happen. But, you know, it would be interesting. It'd be in-state.
It would be, but then you'd have two periods where you've got to have kind of a training camp coming up to game readiness, then break away from that and then come back and do it again in the spring. I don't know if they're going to do that twice.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if they would. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense, really.
It would be fun, wouldn't it, though?
It'd be fun for the fans. Oh. You know, and I, again, it would. You know who this is interesting? I don't want to say anybody benefits from the state we're in, but three new coaches in the area. Steve Adazio with CSU, Ed McCaffrey with UNC, and Coach Carl Durrell, if I can spit that out, he's new. So it does give all three of these coaches more time with their teams to figure out what, you know, what they're going to look like. So, I mean, I guess that's the silver lining for those football teams.
What does that look like going forward then? They play a spring season. Will they try to move back to a fall season again? Because it doesn't give you very much time to move from one season to the next again.
Yeah, do you stagger and maybe start it in an October side of it? Which I was talking to the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes yesterday, and Mark Johnson, and he was saying, you know, it's interesting. Why couldn't they have just said, for now, we're going to delay the start football season to October. We'll make a decision October 1 or something like that. But instead, you go ahead and cancel the whole thing. Spring ball is going to make it very interesting because, yeah, you're right. You're putting yourself in a position now where do you alter those schedules come fall? I think everybody is going to be dealing with that, even the professional level. You know, the NBA, they still have a few months left with the playoffs factored in, or a month and a half or so. So will their season start on time? Likely no. I think you're looking at late November and December. So a lot of questions, a lot of things to be ironed out. I'm glad I don't have to be the guy to do that, Clark.
Leaderboard here at the Eaton Invitational has changed again. Dylan Schmidtke, the senior from Eaton, in the lead, minus one. Trajan Andrews has just bogeyed his 10th hole of the day, so he drops back to even par, one stroke back. Jackson Grace, the senior from Holy Family, sits two strokes back at plus one, and then it's a big group of about six golfers at plus two. Joseph Kennedy, the sophomore from Fossil Ridge, Trey Coons, the senior from Sterling, in the mix in that group at plus two.
Yeah, well, it's you know, summer through 12 holes already, seeing a couple even through 13, so we're busting through this thing, and every single hole we're going to separate here. Dylan Schmidtke, though, can he maintain? Can he hold on? Tanner was telling us earlier that he was talking to Dylan's mother, said he was very nervous. This is home field advantage,
sure,
right? It's home course advantage, and he was very nervous for this. So far, he's not letting the nerves get to him. Tanner told us earlier that maybe Dylan put the more difficult holes behind him, so perhaps if he can just maintain mentally, that's going to be the big task for him. Tanner said he's aware of where he is right now on the leaderboard. So does that affect him throughout these last holes? That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, you're right. It's a great sense of security to be on your home course. I'm sure that's a great place for him to go right now and leading the group.
10:47, we continue on with our coverage here from the Eaton Country Club for the Eaton Invitational, our high school golf tournament action here. We're glad to be doing this. Want to thank Journey Homes for making this broadcast possible. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll see if we can find Kevin Lytle or Tanner Schwint for updates. I know Tanner's following Dylan Schmidtke, while Kevin is at this time anyway. I believe he's focusing in on Fossil Ridge's Joseph Kennedy, but we still have Trajan Andrews with Northridge, Jackson Grace, Holy Family, Braxton Shelton with Rush, all in interesting spots here as we progress through the day. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Fuck, I think we could just live here now.
I'm moving in.
A great mother-son combo hooked us up. Got the umbrella set up here so the sun's not cooking us anymore. Our equipment's nice and cool. So it doesn't get much better than this.
Back to the cruise ship again.
Yeah, back to the cruise ship. We're live from the Eaton Country Club. This is the Eaton Invitational, and we are following along with this. I don't know, did we have anybody on the line right now? I think Tanner got lost out there. Kevin, no one on the line. All right. Kevin was focusing in. Now, Clark, there is a few updates here. Joseph Kennedy has dropped a little bit from Fossil Ridge, so I know Kevin was paying close attention there. He is now plus three through 11. So he has dropped. Dylan Schmidtke, though, through 11, is still sitting under one. All right, we do have Tanner. Tanner Schwentz on the line with us here. A guy that was chasing Dylan Schmidtke from Fossil Ridge, Joseph Kennedy, has since dropped plus three. So maybe this is an opportunity for Dylan to start to pull away from the pack. Tanner, what do you have for us?
Well, we've actually got a little bit of trouble brewing here on 11. The pace of play has been a lot slower, but Dylan Schmidtke cannot find his ball right now. This would be huge if he's not able to, because he'll have to go back to the tee box, re-tee, hitting three from the tee box. So there is a search party right now. I mean, we're literally talking everybody in his group pairing. There's 2, 4, 6, 8. There's 10 people out looking for Dylan Schmidtke's ball right now. This is critical. He got a leader that's up one, and he's been pretty consistent. You know, Trajan Andrews dropped to minus one for a second, one under, but he bogeyed number 13, a par three. So Dylan Schmidtke has been our leader. He's been the most consistent golfer on the course today. This would be a very tough loss, because he really didn't hit it in a bad spot. He just sprayed it a little bit right. Number 12 here is a short par four, but there's perils to the left. If you hit it left, you'll be out. He tried to go safe and hit it down the right side, where he would have an opening shot, a good look at the green, but not able to find his ball. It's not like there's a ton of stuff out here. I don't know if you guys can see me straight across from the 11 green there, but there's not a lot of trees. It's just a tough area, and I have checked the rules, and I am legally allowed to help look, so I'm walking around even looking for it as well to see if I can spot it for Dylan.
I actually can see you. I have my binoculars on here, so I can see you waving. People are looking around out there, and this is interesting. This could be an opportunity, I suppose, for guys like Trajan Andrews out of Northridge, Jackson Grace from Holy Family, if he can't get out of this mess.
No, that's absolutely right. And it could be a turning point, but they've got a lot of people out here looking for it. And now he's asking people, did you hear where it hit? And so the only thing that could possibly be an issue is that if it bounced and it got into this, there's a big tree here. It's Brady, you're the wildlife expert, but I'm not sure what this tree is, but stuff in there. So if he got into that tree, probably not going to be able to find it, but he's allowed a certain amount of time. So I'll keep you guys updated on this, but until for right now, if this happens, he is going to most likely, best case scenario, take a six on this, and then he'll fall back to plus one, which opens the field wide open.
Yeah, it looks more like some kind of giant bush out there than a tree. So if it's in there, yeah, that's going to be trouble for him. That's going to be difficult for sure.
Oh, yeah. There's no point of entry. We've seen golfers hit crazy shots. Caleb Schaefer earlier went down, and his feet were almost in the water when he hit it out. You're allowed to hit it there, but the problem with that tree is that there's literally no point of entry. So if it went into that tree, he's going to have to go and take a drop and try and play this hole again and try and find a way to salvage something.
Tanner, how long can they look for this ball? Is there a judge or a marshal out there that's going to say, hey, at some point, you got to move on?
Clark, I don't actually know the ruling on that, but there is I'm assuming, at least even at the professional level, there's a certain amount of time, because you want to respect the pace of play of the players behind you.
Sure.
You can't kind of get log jammed here, and so I don't know what the exact time is, but yes, there is a time, and I'm assuming we're nearing it. I see Athletic Director Steve Longwell has entered into the bush. So apparently I was wrong. there was a point of entry at some point, but Steve comes back and shakes his head and says that he didn't see anything. I don't know if you saw that there, but that might be the most comedy that we have for the rest of the afternoon. This is going to be a very, very tough break for Dylan Schmidtke if he's not able to find it, and it's not looking right now.
Steve Longwell, the athletic director for Eaton.
Don't
he's
want
going
him to
crawl
disappear
in there.
Now. Yeah.
He's going to find his way, and he'll do what it takes.
I don't know if I'll be able to pull Steve out of there if he falls into that bush again, but he's literally going out on a limb for his students right now.
That's dedication right there. That's what you want in your athletic director, isn't it? Keep us updated.
We may have found it. They found it. So it was.
You found it.
They found it. It was plugged. This is probably one of the worst lies I've ever seen, but it is here. It is playable.
So
all right, well,
Tanner, we're up against
absolutely.
Okay,
we're up against a break here, so we'll get back to you on the other side. Let's see if Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton can get out of this mess once we approach the 11 o'clock hour. So Tanner Schwint is out there. They did find his ball. They had the entire town of Eaton looking for Dylan Schmidtke's ball because, I mean, winning the Eaton Invitational perhaps rests on finding that golf ball, Clark. So some drama here in the as we're rounding things out.
That would have changed things completely, though, from minus one to plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Would have put him from first back to third place.
Yeah, no question about it. It's been a blast out here so far. A little bit of drama there for Schmidtke from Eaton. We'll see if he can get out of it. Trajan Andrews is still in the mix. Jackson Grace out of Holy Family. So we've got a lot of good golfers here as we're getting into the 11 o'clock hour. We're getting into 13 holes, 12 holes, 14. We'll be right back, and we'll get into that 11 o'clock hour. This is coverage from the Eaton Invitational from the Eaton Country Club. Thanks again to Journey Homes. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Hello, everyone. 5 minutes after 11 o'clock, we continue on with our golf coverage here from the Eaton Invitational, live from the Eaton Country Club. Thanks again to Journey Homes. I'm Brady Hull, joined by Clark Johnson. And we're going to send it, once this is over, we're going to send it over to, we're going to replay the Dan Patrick Show for you that we missed from this morning. But so far, so good. This has been a lot of fun. Tanner Schwinn is on the line with us. We had drama early on here, or a few moments ago. Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton has been dominating this course today, this event today, but lost his ball. Couldn't find his ball. I think the entire town of Eaton was looking for it. Steve Longwell is diving into trees and bushes, and they all found it. So, Tanner, what is the latest since we tracked down that ball?
Well, it was plugged, Brady, and that's meaning that literally the ground was above the ball. It was that deep embedded. There
wow.
was a course official out here. There is a new rule as of last year called the embedded ball rule. That means that you can mark where the ball was. You place a tee there to mark it. You can pull the ball out of the embedded mark and place it back down into a better lie. It was something that I had not heard of. I had to confirm with a couple of people exactly what that rule was. Kyle Merritt actually letting me know about the rule there, and he hits a great second shot, leaves it middle of the green, and he two putts for a par. So he saved par after that drama, so he remains at one under. But I'll tell you what, guys, something that I don't know if a lot of people are going to pay attention to, you know, that anxiety builds. You're the leader. You can't find your ball. It's oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. Then you find it to settle back down and hit those shots that he did to finish this hole. I really like how Dylan Schmidtke is playing right now. Really hope he can find a way to finish this. In other news, fellas, Brady, I might need to be coming back up there for some sunscreen. It's getting warm out here. I have found some shade. Don't worry. I know you're worried about it. I'm parked yep. next to a tree right here that is giving us a little bit of shade, but hopefully you're enjoying that veranda up there. It's going to be nice and cool.
We actually had a mother-son duo help us out with an umbrella, so we're even better.
We're more
shaded than we were before. So, yeah,
we're doing okay here
at this stage.
I will say, Brady, Jim Nance better be watching his back there. That was a smooth little entry there. That was a smooth little open there. You're getting into the swing of things, pun intended.
Well, as long as I'm protected here, I'm very pasty and pale, so if I touch the sunlight for too long, we could be in trouble. Tanner, keep us updated, man. We got Kevin on the other line. Let's see where Kevin Lytle is. Kevin, where are you, buddy? How you doing out there? You getting sunburnt just yet?
I'm a little warm. I'm not going to lie here. Right now I'm on one of these hard dirt roads right by a bunch of corn. Not much shade. So it's warm. But we're good. You know? We're hanging out watching golf.
Grab some corn, grab some of those stalks, and use it as an umbrella, and you'll be okay.
Kevin,
where are
you
now, man?
I can do a field of dreams and just wander in.
I think you should. All right, who do you got your eyes on now, man?
Oh, so you want other content. Okay, fine. So I'm with Jackson Grace with, from Holy Family.
Oh, wow.
I believe he's sitting in third at plus one right now. This guy is just going steady as she goes today. I think he's through 12 holes, has 11 pars, and one bogey. So kind of just riding the steady stream, and that's going to work out really well today. If you throw up a bunch of pars, you're going to end up with a nice finish. And he's been in the mix for some birdies. I saw him a little earlier today. He kind of turned to his coach. He goes, last four should all have been birdies. But his coach says, well, if you're tapping in for par, you should be smiling because that means you're doing pretty good. So Jackson Grace here is really solid. It's kind of interesting. He's come out of a back injury, so he's got one of those foam rollers. So, you know, when he's kind of in between shots, he's stretching. You know, before this last tee shot, I'm on four here. He kind of used the foam roller to keep loosened up. And whatever he's doing is working because, like I say, just a really steady round so far. We're on the par five here. He's awaiting his second shot, but it looks like he's in pretty good shape. He thought it might be out, but I think it did stay in just right along the right side. It looks like he even has a decent lie.
Kevin, that's interesting, too, as he's climbing the charts. Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton holding firm, but he had some drama earlier. They couldn't find his ball, so Tanner was wondering maybe if that's something that could stress you out a bit as you're progressing through this. So maybe now is the perfect time for a Jackson Grace or a Trajan Andrews out of Northridge to make their move.
It stresses me out. I can't find my ball, so I can't imagine how that would happen. But here, I've got Jackson's second shot here. I think he's going to go for the green. Like I say, we're on par five here, but yeah, nice drive. Good long one. Say he's in the rough, but looks like he has a really nice lie where his ball is. It's a little shorter and even a little, not dead, but not fully grown out. So he's in a pretty good spot here. So he's just approaching his ball. Let you guys know where it lands. It's probably about 130 out, I would say.
Oh.
Here it goes. Looks good, maybe a little right. Yep, he think he's just a bit off the green, but still should be in pretty decent shape here. And like I say, he's just kind of playing this steady round, and this hole looks like he'll just continue. So I'll keep an eye with Jackson here because he looks like he may try and slow and steady his way to a really high finish.
Yeah, give us a call. All right, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he's following along with Jackson Grace from Holy Family. Micah, yeah, there you go. Trajan Andrews from Northridge is right there too, but he has not. It doesn't. They're not updating Andrews. He still looks like he's only golfed 10 holes, Clark.
I think Kevin's in a good spot. You talk about Jackson Grace. We're talking about a powerhouse school, too. Holy Family that finished second in the state last year, third in 2018. They're ranked number four right now, and this kid is rolling. So right now, top of the leaderboard, Dylan Schmidtke through 12 at minus one, the only golfer in red right now. Trajan Andrews at even par, but that still says only through 12 for Trajan.
And we did update.
Did
Clark.
You update?
He
okay.
He's plus four.
Oh,
now.
My. There's the big
so
update.
He had a tough hole there, so that was difficult for him. But you do have Dylan Schmidtke
by two now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two-stroke lead. Jackson Grace plus one, two strokes back. And then one, two, three, four golfers at plus two. Braxton Shelton from Brush, Christopher Gunluxson from Niwot, Brenton Pays from Windsor, and Carter Henkel, another Windsor kid. So here comes Windsor in the mix. You get Holy Family, I think, was leading the last I saw in the right there. Second now, Holy Family is to Eaton. Is that right?
No, you got Sterling Windsor,
nope,
and
Sterling
then Holy
Windsor,
Family.
Holy Family,
and then
Eaton's
at fourth. So they're all relatively close. I mean, Sterling has 12, Windsor is plus 13, Holy Family is plus 16, while Eaton and Brush and Pooter are plus 17 at this point. So it looks like it very well could come down to the wire. What's interesting, Christopher Gunluxson from Niwot, as you mentioned, he's close, but he's already golfed 14 holes, Clark. So he's running out of. He's going to be running out of time here.
Well, two-stroke lead for the Eaton kid, the senior, the hometown boy, Dylan Schmidtke. So I know that's where Tanner next time he calls in. He's been following Dylan, and I think he's on the right guy.
Yeah, well, and it's, how about that? Kevin and Tanner, kudos to both of them. They've been tracking down and staying on the top five guys throughout this process. I know Kevin was on Joseph Kennedy for a while from Fossil Ridge, but since Jackson Grace has been climbing the charts, now in second place and two strokes behind at this stage. So it's a very, very close race, Braxton. Shelton is not out of this thing. As we said, Gunnlaugsson's there. He's gone through 14, so interesting for him. But I'll be curious, Clark, to see how Schmidtke from Eaton battles through. You know, you take away that momentum when you're stopping to look for the ball. Does that affect him going forward? That's going to be the big question for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about golf. It is such a mental game. One of the reasons why it's my worst.
Hey, I'm there with you, too. I'm absolutely there with you, Clark. It's you have to keep your focus. You have to keep your mental focus out there, especially this. You have to keep your mental focus if it's just you and I going out for fun. These guys are in the heat of this competition. It's getting intense. It's getting stressful here as you progress through this. And, you know, there's a lot of golfers out there wanting to walk away with a victory today. 14 minutes after the hour, we do want to thank Journey Homes for helping us put this together. It's been a lot of fun. Our very first high school golf broadcast, and I think so far so good. Keeping the reporters out and about throughout the course has made it very easy for us, Clark. So we do thank, again, Journey Homes and Gould Parts and, of course, the Eaton Country Club for helping us put this thing on today.
Yeah, it's been fun. As we said, we're trying something new out here, and it's great to be able to highlight other sports that we don't normally get to at the preps level. Be all over football and pretty much football only right now, but having moved that to the end of February, beginning of March, opens it up where we'll have softball coming up. In fact, we'll have our softball schedule coming out to everybody next week, so stand by for that. 5 o'clock tonight, we continue with 13 days, 13 teams, our softball edition of that, Platte Valley Day, so Tanner will have that for you at 5 o'clock tonight.
Well, there's Tanner right there.
Speaking of that young man.
How do they get to and from so fast? It's like they have a portal or something.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing. But Tanner, I know, is keeping his focus on Dylan Schmidtke. He wore a red shirt today. Did he know he was going to be following Dylan Schmidtke around a little bit?
I think he knew he was going to see Athletic Director Steve Longwell here. So, yeah.
So you got to be careful here. There he goes, just like that. He's got his golf cart. Kevin Lytle chose no golf cart today. Very interesting interesting choice for Mr. Lytle. And it's getting hotter out there, too. So
yeah, that's not a choice I would make, but Kevin, a much younger man than me.
Well, it's been fun so far. 16 minutes after 11 o'clock. We plan to be with you. Our original plan was 12:30 here, but we'll kind of see if we can what we end up doing here. As most golfers are through 12, 13, some are through 14, so there's a good chance we could be done with this thing by 12:30. But we'll see. We'll play it by ear. 16 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Eaton Country Club for the Eaton Invitational. I would say time has kind of been flying by here as we've been progressing through this. So stay with us. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Through 13 holes, we have an Eaton Red remaining at the top here. Dylan Schmidtke through 13 is still under one. Behind him is Holy Family's Jackson Grace. He's through 13 as well, but he's plus one at this stage, Clark. So, well, five holes left for those two guys. It'll be it might very well come down to the wire, but Schmidtke has held on for quite a while.
The difference in the lead, too, Brady, is the fact that he found his ball.
Yeah.
The lost ball, because if not, instead of sitting and shooting two from where he shot, he would have had gone back, tee off again, hitting three. That means instead of a two-stroke lead right now, he's dead even.
Yeah.
And holding on to that two-stroke lead, the senior from hometown Eaton.
That was pretty crucial to find that ball. I mean, that
huge,
we all think,
huge.
You know, if I lose it, and if I can't see it instantly, Clark, it's gone. We're saying goodbye to that ball. But obviously in a tournament like this, it's critical, and that absolutely was. So thanks to the team there for finding out, or for the people there out searching for that and getting that thing done. So that was huge. All right, again, we want to thank Journey Homes for being an amazing sponsor of this program and allowing us to do more of this. So plan is probably to break it down and do more of these tournaments throughout this process too. So we're excited about that. And if it can be anything like it was today, and that's the beautiful part about golf, Clark. A lot of this, I think we have a little bit of a interference on our programming here, but I think we're okay. I think it was the plug-in, Clark. There's a dragonfly right in front of us too, so Clark's been a little terrified of that. It's getting a little nutty out here. Getting warm out there. Warm out there as we go through this. Supposed to get up to 97 degrees today. Kevin Lytle told us that it was feeling pretty darn warm out there. So, we'll keep our eyes on that and see how that affects these young golfers as we progress. But bottom line is we're getting through this thing here, Clark. When you look at your numbers as far as guys that that were supposed to be surfacing to the top, I mean, is Dylan Schmidtke, the fact that he's on the at the top of this thing and has been holding onto it, is that a surprise to you?
Well, a little bit. I mean, you look at Dylan Schmidtke, he was 55th at state last year, and then you've got guys that we talked about, Caleb Schaefer, who was fourth, Max Nofsinger from Frontier Academy, who finished 7th at state last year. So, yeah, it's a bit of a surprise, but then you throw into the fact that it's golf, it's any given day, and then Dylan Schmidtke, of course, on his hometown course here. So that's got to lend itself to the lead right here.
All right, we do have Tanner Schwint on the other line, so let's get to Tanner. Talk to him. Tanner, what do you have for us?
Well, guys, we're on this long par 5, hole number 14, and this plays closes in on that 400-yard mark. It's probably a little bit past that. I don't have the exact yardage right there in front of me. But this is one of those holes that plays into the hands of guys like Max Nofsinger, who just absolutely crushes the ball. Now, you see everybody out here in this pairing. I'm following Dylan Schmidtke of Eaton, the leader, Max Nofsinger, and then Caleb Schaefer from Sterling, and all of them just were kind of smiling when they got up there because they know that they could let it loose. And there's really not a bad spot you can hit it on this hole. But we talk about sports, and a lot of times you talk about maybe some trash talk going on, stuff like that. That's not happening up here. Actually, Nofsinger crushed his ball, but it went to the right, and Schmidtke kind of chuckled and said, nice ball, that'll play from over there. And he goes, really? He goes, yeah, you're going to have a good look at the green. So these guys helping each other out, and it's kind of cool to listen to the conversation. They're helping each other read a couple of putts. And I can't speak to say if this is happening in every pairing, but mutual respect among these three, and all three of them just got a hold of their drive. And this is one of those holes that if they can have a clean second shot, this is one of those holes that lends itself to some birdie opportunities. And how big would a birdie be for Dylan Schmidtke right here? But we talked about it early on in the broadcast. You know, this was the group that I kind of started with. We thought maybe Nofsinger or from Frontier Academy or Schaefer from Sterling might be the ones to watch. It turns out it's the Dylan Schmidtke show, but we got the right group, and all three of them are in the top 15 at the moment individually. This is going to be a hole where they'll probably be able to go and score and go a little bit low. Schmidtke's right, just right, but, I mean, he just bombed this, and actually Schaefer from Sterling has the best look here. He's going to pull out a 3-wood and try and get to the green in 2. And if he does that, he's looking at an eagle opportunity. Brady, I guess I'll ask you, do we have time? Can we keep it here? Can we broadcast this, or do we need to get a break in here?
No, absolutely. Keep it here. And I know this is a critical hole, too, because Jackson Grace from Holy Family is right on the hills here, so there's not a lot of room for error.
No, there's not. And where he hit this. So this hole is notorious that you can go right and be okay. Schmidtke is using every bit of this. I mean, he is almost on what would be the number 16 women's tee box. So he's got a little bit of a uphill lie. Like it's above his feet, which always makes it tricky. But he's looking at it. He's waiting for the green to clear. So he must feel like he can get it there. But Schaefer from Sterling actually is on the left side. Inside, he's going to go ahead and hit first, and man, it just sounded clean. And he's staring it down. He must have liked that a lot. He's still watching it. So Schaefer, you know, he's still in a pretty good position too. Could he string a couple of birdies together? Could he start to put this together? Possibly. So right now, you're right, Brady. This is the moving point for this pairing, especially
You want to try and get a couple of birdies and try and extend that lead just a little bit. Where they're sitting out, Schmidtke standing over this ball, he just hit it. He likes it a lot, too, so they're all looking at it. And he's going to twirl his club, put it in the bag, and move forward. So Nofinger still with his first shot. But it's incredible. You talk about the game of golf as a whole. You see this at the professional level. Guys like Bryson DeChambeau, who is now like consistently driving 400 yards. And you see the game getting longer and longer. It turns into a putting contest. But these high school kids, Brady and Clark, just absolutely crushing the ball. And it's going to come down to who can capitalize on this short game. Max Nofinger from Frontier Academy standing over his second shot. And that one got a hold of a tree. Is it going to kick left? I think he powered it through there pretty good, but it did get a hold of a tree. Could be staring at a possible bunker for Max Nofinger. He has been the one in this pairing that maybe looks not quite as comfortable as the other two, as Schaefer and Schmidtke do, as we continue our long journey here on what is a pivotal point for this leading pairing at the Eaton Invitational. But you guys know it. You guys have played it, amateur golf. It's still all about rhythm. You hit it good, and you're like, okay, I want to try and mimic that. And that's what it's about. And Nofinger just seems like he has not been able to find that rhythm. As we get closer to the green here, it looks like Schaefer has actually made the green into it. That could be Schmidtke too, but Schmidtke's walking like he's going to be off to the right. So it looks like Schaefer from Sterling's going to have an eagle putt on this. Which, again, you sink one of these, and all of a sudden things get really interesting.
Yeah, well, and then as you're following along with Schmidtke there, I will update you. Jackson Grace from Holy Family, he is now through 14. He's plus one, so still two strokes behind, but he's still maintaining. I mean, he's still right behind putting that pressure on Schmidtke from Eaton.
Tanner's talking about Taylor Schaefer, too, and Schaefer at plus four. If he could knock down, you know, a birdie here, go move to three, he puts himself inside the top seven golfers here. So it's not over for a bunch of these guys.
Right, and as we get up here closer, one of these golfers is going to be in trouble behind a tree here, it looks like, especially if this is Max Nofinger's ball. If he is behind this tree, the lefty isn't going to have a great look at the green, and Dylan just keeps walking on by, so it looks like Max Nofinger from Frontier Academy is going to be behind a tree, and this is where we normally pull out the good old foot wedge, right? Because we're not playing for anything. We kick it out from underneath there and have a clean shot, but this one is going to be very difficult. He's going to have to try and keep it low. He's probably looking about 30 yards out. He's going to have to try and keep it low. And if he can do this, I'm going to roll it right up on the front edge of the green. He could have a pretty good look at it still, but he's consulting. His mom is actually his golf coach. So the Nofinger family, they've got golfing genes in their blood. There's no doubt about it. Max is Nofinger from Frontier is staring at this one, talking about what he wants to do. It looks like there's a little bit of an opening. The tree is to his right. The ball lays just to the left of the tree with a bunker right to the left, about 30 yards in between from where he's at in the green. So let's see what he can do here. Just a little chip shot gets clear through, and he hit it a little thin. He didn't like it. It goes to the other side of the green and rolls off. So now we go up to Dylan, and Dylan is 10 yards further than where Max was, but he's got a wide open look. This is setting up perfect for Dylan. He takes out his rangefinder. He's staring at it again. So it is Taylor Schaefer from Sterling who is on the green with an eagle putt. But if the short game for Schmidtke here can stand up, we're going to be looking at a pretty good shot here and a possibility for a birdie on this hole. Nice little chip shot here. It is. Nice little chip shot here. He's gonna leave probably a 7 or 6 foot putt for birdie. It's pretty makeable. He's actually level with the pin. So if we've got time, let's keep it here. This is one that you've got a lot of movement that could happen here. Dylan's going to have a makeable birdie putt. But even right now, like we mentioned, guys, he's got the toughest holes out of the way. So if he can continue to string together pars, it's going to be tough for anybody else to run him down, even with a two-shot lead. Again, we're talking high school golfers right here. This course for Eaton, if you're sitting at one under right now, where Dylan's at, that's a really, really great round. and we haven't seen anybody consistently be there. We talked about Trajan Andrews, and he's kind of been up and down, but Dylan, from start to finish, has been the guy, steady as they go. So Nofsinger with a little bit of a chip here that's going to run long on him as well. Caleb Schaefer with his eagle putt just off the fringe on the back edge. This is a very dangerous putt. It is going to move in a hurry going back downhill, but he's staring over this one. He knows how big of a putt this is. If he can find a way to run this in, all of a sudden we've got a tight race on our hands. But let's see what Caleb Schaefer can do. Here's the putt, and he's got a nice pace on that. I don't know if he's got it at the hole, and it just rolled past the hole. And he's going to have about a 5-foot birdie putt back up at the hole, which we heard Kyle Merritt, the superintendent, talk about earlier today, that you always want to be putting back up at the hole, or at least as much as possible. So this is going to be a nice little. He's frustrated with himself. He knew the line, but he Caleb Schaefer is one of the more animated golfers I've seen out here. He's struggling a little bit today based on his standards, but still plays a pretty good golf. We've got Dylan Schmicke from Eden, who is walking around and trying to get a good read on this putt. It's a big one. Here's a birdie putt. He puts it down, and it's going to break right to left on him. But really, not a whole lot to it. We've seen him make some of these putts here today. And after that par save on 12, after his ball was plugged up on the right side that people couldn't find for quite a while, that Dylan couldn't find, for him to save par, it's like, okay, maybe now he's got this rolling. Maybe this is his tournament. This would go a long way in cementing his lead right here. So let's stay with it here and see. Let's see how Dylan finishes this. But he's got a read on it. He's starting at about a foot to the right of the hole. Here's the putt by Dylan Schmicke. I think he likes it. It's tracking, and it is going to just miss by about an inch. He missed it by about an inch, so he's got a tap-in par. Dylan Schmicke is going to stay at one under.
Oh. Going to keep a two-stroke lead right now, though. Got a two-stroke lead over Jackson Grace. Boy, he drains that birdie putt right there. Three-stroke lead, maybe that's enough to get home on. But look at the golfers behind him now. There's three golfers at plus two. Braxton Shelton from Brush, Brayden Paz from Windsor, and Carter Hinkle, another Windsor product. And then back at plus three, Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg, Christopher Gunlickson from Niwot, and Trey Coons from Sterlingen. Right there are the plus fours. That includes Joseph Kennedy, Taylor Schaefer. We've been talking about Caleb Schaefer. And Jacob Buckendorf, the senior from Resurrection Christian, in at plus four, in a tie for ninth right now.
Caleb Schaefer just stood over his birdie putt and just missed it. He's visibly frustrated. He throws his head up. That's tough. I mean, when you're on and two and then you're going to three putt for a par, that doesn't feel very good. I mean, you'll take a par on this hole anytime you can get it, but he's a little bit frustrated. But, guys, we've talked about it. These next two holes are going to be critical because you can go and you can score on these holes. You've got number 15, which is just a short par 3, and then number 16, which is a shorter par 5 by most people's standards. So we'll see if they're able to come back and see if Dylan Schmicke can keep this rolling.
All right, Tanner. We appreciate it, man. Wow. Thanks for taking us through that one the entire time. That was a big hole for Dylan Schmicke. So he's maintaining. Jackson Grace, though, he's through 14 as well. He's on his 15th hole somewhere out there right now, so maybe Kevin will give us an update. But that seems to be the guy. Somewhere he could be lost at this point. But Braxton Shelton from Brush, Clark, he's suddenly making a push here. So a couple of Windsor kids are making it interesting. We'll talk about that more on the other side. We're live from the Eaton Country Club. This is the Eaton Invitational coverage here brought to you by Journey Homes. Glad you could be with us here today. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back. .11:40 the time. Again, we plan to be with you here throughout this process, through the duration here. We're getting close, though. Dylan Schmicke through 14 is under one right now. Jackson Grace, though, out of Holy Family, is right behind him. And I think we have Kevin Lytle on. Last we checked with Kevin, he was following along with Jackson Grace. Kevin, is that still the setup for you? Who are you following now?
Yeah, I'm with both Jackson Grace and Brenton Pays from Windsor are playing together. And we just finished number six, and Jackson actually had a little bit of a downer hole. He had a what looked like a really nice drive, but stuck right under a tree. And when we tried to chip out, it clipped the tree and ended up hitting the bank and falling into the pond. So he had a little bit of a struggle there. So he's dropping down. But Pies from Windsor had a real nice looking par. So he's hanging in, and then I'm sticking the group right behind him as Hinkle from Windsor. Hinkle's actually just lining up for his approach shot. This is a par four. He's about 120 out. Nice drive right down the middle. So I'll follow him. Windsor looking like they kind of want to make a charge for this team title here. They're playing really solid and steady.
Yeah, they do, now with two golfers in that top five, too. So you're exactly right. Last I checked, Windsor was in third place behind Sterling and Holy Family. And actually, I think Windsor just went up. They just passed them. So,
boom, look at that.
Sterling is plus 13, and Windsor sitting at plus 16. So you're exactly right. Windsor is coming on fast and furious in this one.
Yeah, and Hinkle just approach shot went a little long. He's going to have a little bit of a downhill and left-to-right putt for birdie, but he is putting for birdie, and so even if he can two-putt that in for a par, he'll help the Windsor case there. And yeah, like you said, they're just kind of playing steady and using their depth. I'm waiting for Pies to tee off here on 7. For both Pies and Grace, they'll end on 9, so they're heading into their final 3 holes here. And somewhat tricky holes, but there are some scores that you can go get here. So let's see how his drive here at Pies for Windsor just line up. Oh, he likes it. Drops right down, picks up the tee. Always a good sign. Oh, yeah, that's a fantastic drive right down the middle. He's going to be under 100 out from the green right down the middle. So Windsor's for sure making a charge here, guys. So I'll keep circling. I'll keep following these guys and be with Windsor till the end here, see where they can finish up.
All right, Kevin. Sounds good, man. Kevin's finding himself in the right spots throughout the day today. He's kind of these golfers that are making a push, and then they drop,
right,
and then he jumps onto the next one that's going to make that push. So shout out to Kevin for finding himself in the right. Tanner's has had it easy now for the last few times because he latched on to Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton, and Schmidtke has since been holding on to that lead. So Tanner picked that right golfer, and he's staying with it. So far, so good, man. This is going to come down to the wire. Jackson Grace, though, falling down a bit. You got to wonder, Clark, if that's going to all but lock this thing up.
3-stroke lead right now for Dylan Schmidtke at minus 1. Then you go to Braxton Shelton from Brush at plus 2. Brenton Pies for the junior from Windsor, we're talking about that, at plus 2, so he's only 3 off the lead. And the other Windsor player, the sophomore Carter Hinkle, at plus 2 is just 3 off. I know Tanner's out there. Boy, things are starting to get close. But Dylan Schmidtke with a 3-stroke lead.
Tanner, how we doing, man?
Well, we got Dylan right here on number 15. He's got a nice shot here. He's on 4. I think it's going right. It does go right, so he'll have a tough chip. So that's going to put him in a little bit of trouble here. This is the first time that we've seen Dylan Schmidtke run into some trouble here on this par 3. Last par 3 that we saw him play, all 3 of them just with tap-in pars. But, you know, the day's starting to wear on, and where the heat's starting to crank up just a little bit more. And you talk about having that lead. You never know how people are going to respond to that. Here's Max Malfinger. He likes that one. He's staring it down. Very short par 3 here. I don't know where he landed, but I don't believe any 3 of these people in this group made this green. So it's scramble time, and we'll find out if they've got what they take to get a scramble going and come back and find a way to par this. Pars are essential. You guys mentioned the 3-stroke lead, so that's a pretty sizable lead. With just a few holes left to play. But with that being said, you gotta find a way to close this out. And Dylan Schmidtke, he's disappointed in himself, but he's locked in. I mean, almost as soon as Nofsinger got done with his final swing, he took off, and he's headed to find his ball. So his short game has been good. But the thing that I've been seeing the most out of this group, it's the flat stick's got to get working. And we'll see if Schmidtke can do this. We've got some time. We'll just leave it here with the leader. It shouldn't be too long. Do we have time for that, Brady?
Yeah, I think we can stick with you, man. We'll stick with you. And I want to point out, too, Windsor, team-wise, they are making a surge here late. They're in second place behind Sterling, but now they have two golfers. Kevin's on those. We had two golfers in the top five. So team-wise, Windsor, they're making a surge. So that'll be interesting, too.
Right. Well, and you know, we were talking about the little bit delay there, and we talked about Eaton with the number of golfers that they have. And that's a blessing and a curse because you've got the leader, but you've also got a couple of golfers who are struggling this afternoon. So team-wise, that's going to be an interesting race. But I just got up here where Dylan Schmicke's ball is. He's going to be in pretty good shape. He's got a good look at the green. It's not buried, nothing like that. So if he can get up and down for a par, that would be really, really good. And I did misspeak. Caleb Schaefer, he did make the green. So he's got about a 20, 25-foot putt for birdie here. So we'll find out if he's able to do that. But Dylan Schmicke is getting a look at the green here, trying to get a read because, you know, these chips, it's so tough because not only do you have to make good contact initially, but you got to try and play it where you can read the green, and it's going to roll like a putt as soon as you get it up there. And one of the things that I'm seeing, I don't know if Dylan knows that he's in the lead or how much of a lead he's in, but he is starting to take more and more time studying these putts, studying his shots, and you just hope that that doesn't lead to him getting maybe a little tighter and a little bit more nervous in the way that he plays, because he's been playing really, really well today. And if Schmicke can hold on to this, I mean, what a win that would get under his belt to win at your home course. I mean, that's what you look for. That's what you play for. And so if Dylan can do this, it would be huge, not only for him, but for the Eaton team, because you defended your home course and it sets you up good. So here's this chip shot. He's staring at this, and I think he may have got a pretty good shot going here. He checked up, and he's going to be sitting really pretty with where that's at. He's going to have about a 5-footer left for par. So what a shot by Dylan Schmicke there. He's going to have an uphill 5-foot putt to keep a par. And right now, guys, you know, pars throughout the end of this probably win this tournament for Dylan. Obviously, you want to try and sprinkle in a birdie here or there, but if he can keep this string of pars going, he's going to be looking really good. As we see Max Nofsinger almost drain a birdie putt as well. He's going to be able to tap in for a par. The Frontier Academy golfer going to be able to have a par here as well. And Caleb Schaefer, now he's going to have – Caleb Schaefer's probably before the last hole. He's been putting probably the best out of everybody in this group. He just had a little bit of a rough start to the day, so let's see if he can make a birdie putt here, start to string something together with four holes left to play. You never know, but he's got a pretty good running mate, but he left this one well short. I believe he's still going to be out, actually. I believe he's going to be up again, and he will be. So we'll see if Caleb Schaefer from Sterling can make this par putt. And of course, there's the Tanner jinx again, guys. I say that he's been hitting the flat stick really well, and then all of a sudden he leaves it way well short. But I'll tell you what, if Schmicke can make this putt here, I mean, that is huge, you know, to be three up with four to play for him. But that's the other interesting aspect of a shotgun start, guys, is that everybody's at different points, because some groups are playing a little slower than others, and some moving a little bit faster. This group's actually moving pretty fast, as Caleb Schaefer just missed another putt, and he smacks his leg pretty aggressively. Caleb's frustrated with himself, and you guys can speak to this a little bit too, the aggressive nature and the competitive nature of these, of every athlete, regardless of sport, is going to come out, especially when you're having an off day. And Caleb Schaefer has proven that he can play some really, really good golf. Clark, was it fourth last year at state?
Yeah, Tanner, he was fourth at state last year. Schaefer was, and finished the best of all the kids that were in there. Nofsinger was seventh. And so those were the two at the 3A level we thought for sure were going to be on their mark today. But it's golf, and some days you just don't have it.
And we just saw Dylan Schmicke drop a par putt. He gives the old Tiger Woods fist bump. He's excited about that. That's a great scramble for a par. That is huge, guys. So Schmicke with a par as we go into 16. I'll keep you updated here on 16. This is one that we've seen people go low on before, so we'll see if this group can do it.
All right, Tanner. Thanks again, man. Dylan Schmidtke, that was key for him, Clark. He really needed that one and take advantage because you saw, you know, Jackson Gray struggled a bit in that last hole. He dropped. But you do have Braxton Shelton from Brush. You have Brenton Pies from Windsor making that climb, too. So it was important for Dylan Schmidtke to take advantage of that situation.
Three-stroke lead right now, Brady, with four to go. And really, birdies are at a premium today. We haven't seen a ton of them. So this could bode very well for the senior from Eaton.
Yeah, no question about it. 11:51, we'll take a quick break here. We're going to wrap up, final full hour anyway. We'll stay with you as long as we need to, but the plan for us was to go till 12:30 and finish this thing out. I think we're going to get there. This is the Eaton Invitational live from the Eaton Country Club. Thanks again to Journey Homes. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. The time, and it is certainly heating up, Clark. As you take a look at this now, you have Dylan Schmidtke, which we just heard he's through 15 now. He's still under one, but take a look at Brenton Pies from Windsor. He is now two strokes behind. He has two holes left, so he's making that push. Windsor's kind of making that push as a team, but it is really cool to see Brenton make that final run here as we approach these last couple of holes for him.
Our two roving reporters are out there, too. Tanner's with Dylan Schmidtke, and Kevin Lytle is with Brenton Pies. And, Kevin, Brenton just two strokes off the lead right now. You guys have him covered.
Yeah, Brenton just on number seven just hit an excellent. It was about 12-foot birdie putt with a pretty significant left-to-right break, and he dropped it right in. And I'm now watching his teammate, Carl Hinkle, right behind him, coincidentally has, I think, the exact same putt that Brenton just had. Same thing coming up for a birdie attempt as Windsor's really trying to make a run at this team title here. So I'll keep you guys updated on Hinkle's birdie putt. But it is the exact same as what his teammate just hit. So kind of funny how that goes right now. But these two guys are playing great down the stretch.
Yeah, and you mentioned it with Windsor. They're very close. Sterling's holding on at plus 16, where Holy Family's plus 16. Windsor's at plus 17. So they'll go the way of their leaders, their individual leaders right now, too. So that they could be pretty happy by the end of this thing.
Yep, and Hinkle is just lining up his putt. I'm kind of curious, because Pies is just walking by him. I'm wondering if he's going to ask for a read from his teammate who just hit it, but I don't think so. I think they're feeling it right now. They've got their own read, but he's just lined up. It's about 12 feet, I'd say. Again, a big left-to-right break. But it is a makeable putt, as we just saw here. It's rolling. He's got the pace. Just dove under the cup. He just didn't hit high enough up. That's a big breaker right there. But that should be another par for Windsor.
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. Appreciate you. We got about half a minute here, so we'll break here, but we'll check back in with you on the other side of this hour.
Sounds great.
All right, that's Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins Coloradoan. We are rolling here. How about that, Clark? You got Brenton Pies, who really needed that one, but he's staying close. He has made one heck of a run here. Meanwhile, Braxton Shelton is somewhat there, but you got to think Dylan Schmidtke, barring any kind of a collapse here, should be able to take this thing, but we'll see.
Yeah, two-stroke lead with a couple to play, and it's coming right down to it. Tanner's out with Dylan Schmidtke, the leader, and we've got Kevin Lytle with Brayton Pez.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're live from the Eaton Country Club. This is the Eaton Invitational. Thanks again to Journey Homes. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to round this thing out after 12 o'clock, and we're going to see who takes this thing home. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Thank you.
12:05 the time. Good afternoon. Welcome back. We are live from the Eaton Invitational from the Eaton Country Club. Thanks again to Journey Homes. I'm Brady Hull, joined by Clark Johnson. We have Tanner Schwint out and about. We have Kevin Lytle helping us out from the Fort Collins, Colorado one today. And it just so happens both of our guys out and about, Tanner and Kevin, are covering the leaders. We have Tanner watching closely Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton. And you have Kevin taking a look at Brenton Pies from Windsor. And according to what I have right now that's been updated, Clark, is as Brenton is two strokes back behind Dylan. But, you know, you have Braxton Shelton there from Brush. You have Christopher Gunnlaugsson there, but he's through 17, so he's got the one more hole there to go. Very, very, very good race for the most part. But, man, Schmidtke has led almost since his third or fourth hole. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, Dylan's been there the whole way, and as you look at this and we get down to the final two, three holes of the contest, I think it's coming down to these two, from a minus one for Dylan Schmidtke and plus one for Brenton Pies, the junior from Windsor. One of these may go, and I know Tanner's out there ready to rock and roll right now.
Tanner's doing some push-ups out there, ready to finish this thing off. All right, Tanner, Dylan Schmidtke, give us the latest there. How are we doing?
Well, after on this long par 5, number 16, I guess maybe long is not the correct word for it, but Dylan Schmidtke hit his drive through the fairway, and he got into the trees, so it didn't give him an opportunity to go at the green to try and get on in two. Instead, he lays up and gives himself a nice shot at the pin location that's on here, and he has a great third shot, and he's got a nice little probably 7-foot birdie putt sitting in front of him right here. So we will see. Both Max Nofsinger's got a little chip here for eagle. Max Nofsinger, definitely the longest player in this group. Max with a little bit of a tough chip there. It's, it goes past the hole, but he'll have a birdie putt at this. So we'll see. Dylan Schmidtke could move to 2-under here. He's got a really good look at this putt. It doesn't look like there's a whole lot going on here, maybe, but at least going to be an uphill putt. So we'll see what he's going to do with this. Probably going to be aggressive, but he can't. There's not a lot of danger if he goes past it here. He's still going to have a pretty good look at it. I believe Max Nofsinger is still going to be out here, so we'll see. As I say that, Schmidtke's placing his ball, so it will be Dylan Schmidtke with the next up to putt. This would be huge. I mean, to go up or to go 2-under with just 2 to play would be a huge, huge moment for Schmidtke. A little bit of a breeze picking up out here, but obviously on the putting green, that's not going to make much of a difference. He's standing over this putt. Could be a little left to right break, it looks like, from my vantage point, but let's see what Dylan Schmidtke can do here for the birdie. Putt on the way, and he left it short. Didn't have much of a chance from the get-go. He was frustrated with it, so he's going to tap this in, and he just pars 16, so he's going to stay at 1-under through 16, and your leader, when you can get tap-in pars, you're going to put yourself in a good spot. So as long as he can fend off the rest of the field, unless somebody gets really hot, 1-under with 2 to play is a pretty good spot to be.
Two more holes remaining for Dylan Schmidtke, so it's looking good. Do you want to give an update? Tanner, thanks again, man. We'll track you back down here in just a bit, and we can round this thing out. But you have Windsor sitting on top now as a team, so they have been climbing aggressively the last couple of holes here. They're over Sterling now. They're plus 17. Sterling's plus 18, tied with Holy Family at plus 18. Meanwhile, the Eden Reds are still hanging out there as a team, plus 21. But the story is kind of cool to watch both sides here.
Sure.
On the team side, it's fun to watch Windsor climbing, and then now we're just wanting to see individually if Eaton's Dylan Schmidtke can hang on to this thing.
Yeah, Brady, he's in a great spot right now. Two-stroke lead with 2 to go. Brenton Pies, the junior from Windsor, at plus 1. Dylan Schmidtke, the senior from Eaton, at a minus 1, the only golfer in red right now. And yeah, that makes sense. I mean, in red means below par, but he's wearing red. So the Eaton hometown boy, that would be great on his hometown course to win the Eaton Invitational would be fantastic.
Meanwhile, Brenton Pies from Windsor is now through 17 holes. He's plus one, so he is not letting Dylan Schmidtke off the hook just yet. He is putting the pressure on him, but we'll see there. That was a big hole for him. He didn't gain any ground necessarily, but he's still keeping it very tight here on Eaton's Dylan Schmidtke, which is only going to help Windsor as they climb the charts on the team side of things too.
Yeah, if Pies can't get a birdie in here in the final hole, he's going to have to hope for some help from Dylan Schmidtke, that he falters here. But if Schmidtke can par out, he's going to win this thing.
Yeah, I would think so. It's looking very good. It's been kind of cool to see how he's maintained. I am curious to know, and maybe Tanner can talk to Dylan at the end of this thing. Are they aware of where they're standing throughout this progress?
One would think that they're looking at phones, but you know what? We've found out that the app kind of comes and goes. Sometimes mm-hmm. you get a little bit behind. You've got to report the stuff. So, but yeah, is somebody in his ear letting him know, hey, dude, right now you're up two?
I will say that the folks reporting the score, that's been pretty good.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
I mean, you've seen coaches on the football side of things that don't report stats for like 3 months
or ever.
You have these great folks out here, and shout out to them for keeping these updated. As close to as they possibly can. So, I mean, that's been very helpful for us for the broadcast as well. So, shout out to the scorekeepers down there.
Absolutely. Well, this is coming right down. We're into the home stretch here. Cannot wait. Thank you to Journey Homes, of course, for knocking it out of the park here today, making this broadcast possible.
Okay, so we do have Kevin Lytle. This is getting interesting. Brenton Pies from Windsor is putting the pressure on Eaton's Dylan Schmidtke. Kevin, what do you have for us? Windsor's also climbing to the top of the team standings as well.
Yeah, I'm split here between Brenton Pies and Carter Hinkle. Brenton just hit a nice little, he had a long birdie putt with a frankly horrible break, but he left himself a good lag putt, put in for par. So he just teed off on 9, which is his last hole. So he's setting up to his shot. Obviously, he'll probably need a little help and one heck of a finish here to get to the top. But as you mentioned, they're going for the team title as well. Hinkle just had a chip from the edge of the green, ran it pretty long. So he's going to have a really hard putt for par. I believe that will be. It's possible Windsor's going to drop one here on 8. I'm going to go follow Brenton on his final shot, and I'll get Hinkle as he finishes up for Windsor. But we've got certainly a decent individual race at the top, but the team race is really good. Jackson Grace is in this group as well with Holy Family in that team mix as well. So a lot happening right here.
Yeah, no question. Kevin, should we stay with you, or what works best for you?
Yeah, I'll circle back to you guys. We're walking up the tee shots, okay. So we still got a couple minutes. I'll circle back in a couple minutes with you guys.
Oh, all right, man. That's Kevin Lytle. Again, shout out to him. Thanks to the Fort Collins, Colorado, for letting us borrow one of their stud reporters out there. But Brenton Pies, how about that? He's about ready to finish this up, and then it's just going to put the pressure on Dylan Schmidtke the rest of the way through.
Yeah, last hole for Pies. You'd figure he's probably got to birdie here to put the pressure on Schmidtke. If he pars, Dylan would just need to par out a couple of pars the last two holes on his side, and he would take it home by a couple of strokes, but we'll see.
One golfer at the top from Niwot, Christopher Gunlingson, did finish with 73, or with a score of 73 overall. So we are starting to get some final scores in coming in here the next couple of moments, too. So we'll certainly be able to give you those updates, and maybe Tanner or Kevin could catch up with the winner. We could have it could be still a Windsor golfer here. Brenton Pies seems to have the shot. Clark, I can't think that Braxton Shelton from Brush at this stage plus two has any real shot here, unless, of course, you know, Dylan Schmidtke just has a really rough two holes.
Yeah, for Shelton, his saving grace is he's only reported through 15 holes, so he still has 3 holes to report. But, yeah, no doubt being 3 back here, that's a big group with just a couple left.
Yeah, on the team updates for you too. Windsor holding firm at that first spot. They climbed. They were not in the top 5 a few holes back, but they have climbed up. They're now plus 17, while Sterling and Holy Family are tied for plus 18. Eaton's now plus 24. So it looks like it's going to come down as far as the team title between the Windsor Wizards and, of course, Sterling and Holy Family. So this race has become almost as interesting as the individual race.
Yep, always set. That just seems to be the case. Trying to win it as a team, and then you get the individual titles as well out there. Dylan Schmidtke, the Eaton hometown kid, trying to bring it home on his home course.
Yeah, we're live and on location out here at the Eaton Country Club for the Eaton Invitational, our very first golf broadcast we've ever done here. So we appreciate you guys sticking with us here, following us throughout the day. We started at 8 o'clock on this thing. And really, Dylan Schmidtke was he's in the middle of the top 10 for the most part. And then, well, to start, and then about three or four holes in, he took charge, and he's been at that top spot ever since. We've seen a lot of golfers kind of coming and going as far as getting to that top. Jackson Grace from Holy Family was there for a while. We saw Braxton Shelton hanging in there. Couple of guys from Trey Kuntz from Sterling was up there for quite some time, but now that back half for him started to take hold. Trajan Anders was there, showing him through 15 at this stage, but he was there. But they've dropped off. It's why you got to be in it for the long haul, right, Clark? I mean, it's a long process.
Yeah, no doubt. Trajan was up there. Trajan Anders, the junior from Northridge, now he's plus six. Taleb Schaefer, we thought the kid from Sterling, he might be the one to beat today. He's at plus five today. Max Knopfsinger, the Frontier Academy stud, he's at plus seven right now. So those are guys we figured would be in the mix. And we look back up at the top of the leaderboard, and there's the senior from Eaton, Dylan Schmidtke, with a two-stroke lead and a couple to play.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. 16 minutes after the hour, we plan to stay with you throughout this process here. We'll close out at 12:30, but if we need to stay on a little bit longer, we'll certainly do so. We're live and on location from the Eaton Country Club. This is the Eaton Invitational. It has been a lot of fun. We're going to find out if Dylan Schmidtke can hang on to this thing from Eaton and win on his home course. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We are live and on location out here at the Eaton Country Club. Glad you could be with us here for the Eaton Invitational, our first ever high school broadcasting. Clark, things are getting really interesting on the team standings here. Holy Family has now jumped out in front, plus 17, with Sterling at plus 18 and Windsor at plus 18. So those three teams continue to go back and forth here. We're paying attention to that team standings, of course, but the individual standings. At this stage, it sure seems like Dylan Schmidtke should be able to hang on to this one.
Tanner must have a good look at him right now. I think Micah said he's
he's
up on the hook, so
Tanner,
let's see.
Tanner, we'll jump over to you, man. What's the latest with Dylan Schmidtke?
Well, he had here on 17, he had one heck of a drive. He left just to the right, about 70 yards out, and just a phenomenal chip within 3 feet. He's got about a three-footer for birdie, so he's looking to put this away. If he can go two under with just one more to play after this, after he sinks this, he very well could be the Eaton Invitational winner, and he's kind of got that confidence pouring from him now. He's been playing great all day, and he's starting to make some really, really good shots. So as we see Max Knopfsinger, he runs one past the hole here, but it's funny watching how things have changed. Definitely, he was not the most confident guy on the first couple of holes. Remember, this was the grouping that I jumped into with early, because we thought that there would be a pretty good shot of somebody coming out of here between Taleb Schaefer from Sterling or Max Knopfsinger from Frontier. It's been Dylan Schmidtke that's been able to let his play do the talking. You know, Max Knopfsinger is just off the tee box, and Taleb Schaefer is just having one of those days. Like Clark said, the best, it's golf. You never know what's going to happen, but he just comes in with a five there. So Taleb Schaefer will add one to his score this afternoon.
Tanner, I'll interrupt you. We do have Kevin on the other side finishing up with Brenton Pies from Windsor. So let me go finish there with Kevin, and we'll come right back to you. Hang on. Let's jump over to Kevin Lytle. Windsor Wizards, of course, this team, they're moving up and down in the top three standings, but Kevin is out there covering closely this last hole for Brenton Pies.
Yeah, Brenton just finished up, walked off nine, which was his 18th, and a tough finish for him. He doubled it. Ended up, he had a tricky, really tricky lie off his drive on a hill, ball above his feet, left his chip short, and wasn't able to knock down a putt. So that's a double for him. That's obviously going to take Windsor down the team leaderboard. Finishing up here, last one, Hinkle for Windsor. His approach shot just ended up short of the green, so he's
There's a par four. Windsor Cinco will be chipping his third shot. He has a whole green to work with, so he's got a pretty decent chance to go up and down for par here. But certainly that double on the last hole is going to hurt Windsor in the team standings.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, appreciate your coverage, man. And it was fun to see Windsor make that final push, but as you said, a couple of late snags there going to keep them from likely taking away the team title here. So we'll keep a close eye out for that. Kevin, appreciate you, man.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right, let's jump back over. I believe we still have Tanner Schwint on the program. That was interesting with Brenton Pies. Struggled at the end. He's done. So I think I think looking at Dylan Schmidtke right now, it is sure looking like he's going to be able to take this thing. Tanner?
Well, he just moved to 2-under-2 with a nice little birdie there.
Hold
so
wow.
With the double by Pies, Dylan Schmidtke's going to be your odds-on favorite to win this thing. He's got just one last hole here, but with the second place finisher going double on 18 or on his 18, looking really good. 2-under with one to play here. He's waiting on the 18th tee box, so we'll check back in here on the green to make it official here in just a few moments. But Dylan Schmidtke with that birdie and with how everything's transpired, is looking like he's going to be your winner this afternoon.
Tanner, we can try to hang on for you too after it's over. If you want to try to, if it's possible to get Dylan Schmidtke, if you want to interview him, we'd stay live for you. But let me know if that works out.
Yeah, for sure. I'll talk with Dylan, and I'll get back with you here in just a couple minutes.
Okay. All right. There's Tanner Schwint. It's looking like Dylan Schmidtke is going to win this thing, the Eaton Invitational. How about that? His mom told Tanner earlier that she was a little nervous, or he was a little nervous this morning coming out here because
that's
a
good thing, obviously.
He felt the pressure was on him to win here because this is his course. This is what he knows this course better than most. But that doesn't always mean everything, Clark. I mean, you could know the course better than anybody, and maybe sometimes that can go the other way. They could screw you up.
Yeah, you're right. But I hear that in golf. You know, you even look at the pro circuit, and you'll talk about golfers that on their home course, that's where they feel the best. That makes sense. And Dylan Schmidtke looks like he's going to walk away with the Eaton Invitational today.
Meanwhile, you have Holy Family holding on to that first spot as far as a team goes. Sterling is one behind them. They're plus 19, and Windsor is plus 20. So they made a massive push there toward the end, Windsor did, but just couldn't quite complete it.
I did, just for the record, pick Holy
did
Family
really?
On the team.
That's right,
today.
You did. So, yep, who did you pick to win this whole thing?
I picked Knopfinger to win the whole thing, and I think Max is sitting at about plus 7 right now or so. He is plus 7, so yep.
It was fun. I mean, a lot of guys were moving up and down these top standing boards throughout the day today, but one thing that was very, very consistent was Dylan Schmidtke. I don't know that he ever really dropped off. He had about as good a game of golf as you could have.
Sure
out
did.
Here.
Consistent all day long. Really the only golfer, like Brady just said, that really didn't have a drop today. He was good from the get-go.
Yeah, no question about it. I tell you what, we'll hang on here. Let's stay. Or should we take a break, Micah, and we take a break and come back? Would that be easier for you, or should we hang on? Because we're going to see if Tanner can finish that hole off over there with Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton and perhaps get an interview. Okay, so let's take a break here, and then we'll see if maybe by that time Dylan has finished up his round out there. So we'll be right back. You're listening to 1310 KFK's coverage of the Eaton Invitational live from the Eaton Country Club. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. After the hour, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to, this kind of interesting new show we're putting together here for you. Shout out to our friend Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and Tanner Schwint is still out there. How did that work out, too? Tanner was basically following around what appears to be the winner, Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton, but Kevin was like, every time we get a hold of him, he was following the guy right behind him every time. So I don't know. Did we just plan it that way? Is Kevin that good?
I think we're that smart, and Kevin Lytle and Tanner Schwint are that good.
I think they're that good
at what they do.
I think it's gone very well today, so it's been exciting. Thanks for staying with us for this new adventure here. But we might look to do more high school golf broadcasts throughout this process. But it sure looks like it's going to be Dylan Schmidtke at this point in time. So, and we do have Tanner on. Tanner, are we all done? Are we wrapping up out there?
Well, we not quite, Brady. He's got a couple more putts that he's got to make here. Barring something spectacular happening from Braxton Shelton in the last couple of holes from Brush, he still has the hardest holes to play. But as we go into 18 here, it looks like this is going to be your winner. It's going to be Dylan Schmicke. He's on in two. He's got a birdie putt here, and don't expect him to be incredibly aggressive with what he's doing, because he's got it in the bag. A par here goes a long way, so we'll see what he can get done. But he's played it. Yeah, so I've got Kyle Merritt riding around with me, and you know, nobody knows this course better than Kyle, and Dylan's just played these last two holes just as good as you can play them, and as well as you can play them, and he's staring down the barrel of a victory right now, and you know, they're moving up the leaderboard too on the team. I don't know if they're going to have enough to get it done sitting in third or fourth.
Well, we did get this. Yeah, Tanner, I'll let you know too. We've been tracking down the team standings, but we were also just told by Athletic Director Steve Longwell just popped by, and they mentioned the fact that there are still a few errors on the team standings right now. So Eaton might be doing a little bit better than what we think at this stage, because we have Holy Family listed as winning right now, but we've had a few different people, not just Eaton, a few different people come by and tell us that there's a few errors on the team standings. So I'm not quite sure just yet.
Yeah, well, you can start. That's the next conversation that's starting to whirl around out here is what does the team standing look like? But with just some putts here to finish it up, and I'll try and grab Dylan Schmicke right afterwards, and we'll have that conversation with him, or we can wait for him to turn the scorecard in, one or the other. But I suppose we'll talk with the winner. He's staring down this putt. It's going to be a downhill putt. So like I said, I think he'll probably plan on leaving it just a little bit short, tapping in for par. Caleb Schaefer from Sterling with a nice roll here. He's going to tap in, and then his day with a par. Caleb Schaefer, again, not visibly frustrated with how things have gone for him today, because he's got the talent, just not able to piece it all together. He taps in for a par, and it's going to be Dylan Schmicke with this birdie putt. About a 15, 20-foot birdie putt downhill. A little right to left, it looks like, but it's a good thing I'm not putting this. We'll leave that up to Dylan here. Staring over it, taking his time, rightfully so. The putt by Dylan, it is going right to left. And he played it almost perfectly. That's a great roll, and he's going to tap it in for par, and he's probably going to be your champ here. So Dylan Schmicke, he's going to mark it, right? And why not? You got to mark it and let Max come in here and finish out and then enjoy your putt right here. But he the following has gotten bigger as the afternoon has gone on. So I think he's pretty well aware of what's going on. And, you know, we've been following him here for a while. And the Eaton Invitational, it looks like the individual championship champion is at least going to stay in Eaton. So we will we'll grab Dylan right afterwards here in just a second. Max Mofsinger is going to mark and put his real quick. So we're nearing the end here. A couple of golfers still scattered out on the course, but as this tournament starts to wrap up, we saw some great golf today from Dylan. You know, he had every opportunity to which was cool. One hole, he can't find a ball. Things start to get nervous, and he stayed calm, found the ball, and finished with a par there. So he's going to tap this in, and we're going to look at the 2020 version of the Eaton Invitational winner in just a couple of minutes. He's marking the ball right now. And again, just to tap in. You know, his short game has been tremendous today. He's not maybe the longest driver, but Dylan Schmicke going to tap this in. He's taking a couple practice putts. There's the putt on the way, and he dropped it in. Dylan Schmicke with a par to wrap it up. So there's one group coming afterwards, guys. So we may bring Dylan Schmicke up there and let you guys chat with him here in just a second, because there is still a group behind us. So I'll grab Dylan, and we'll bring him your way if that works.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. Okay, well, it looks like, barring something crazy happening, I suppose Dylan Schmicke is going to take this thing. And we'll be curious to ask him you know, what's going through his mind when he loses that ball out there.
How close were you to saying we give up on looking for the ball? He's going back to the tee and hitting three.
Well, and
it changes everything.
And you asked the question, what's the time limit like? And how close were you approaching? Was that is that an official thing? Is there an official time limit or anything like that? So be very curious what's going through his mind there. That, to me, is one of the big takeaways from the day, is how he was able to bounce back after that. And I'm also curious, and Tanner and Kevin would know this more than me, if these golfers are aware of their standings throughout the day. Since Kevin's saying so, probably because of, well, technology and the robots now, because they have that update. And I wonder, does that help golfers? Does that hurt golfers? I suppose it might depend on who you ask.
And do all golfers want to look at that as they golf?
Yeah.
I'm looking at that. I'm probably choking all the way down the lane.
Well, I'm doing it either way, so I might as well look just to see how badly things are.
They call that scoreboard watching. That's right.
We'll see. We'll get him. There's Tanner down there, so I believe we'll get Dylan Schmidtke up here for it for us and talk to him a little bit. And a great round today. How about that, Clark? Take a look at that red. That red looks great, doesn't
it? The only guy in red numerals out there, Dylan Schmidtke with the win, the hometown boy on his hometown course.
I mean, we're still waiting. Of course, we've got a few golfers out there, but Braxton Shelton's plus two at this point.
He would need to have back-to-back eagles.
Go back to the future somehow. And
birdies were at a premium today.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly eagles aren't something you can do back-to-back. So, yeah, congrats to the hometown kid. That's great stuff out
there. Yeah, no question about it. I think he's approaching here. And it's been a great day. It's been, it's getting toastier, getting hotter and hotter out there as we go. But Dylan Schmidtke, we'll get him up here on the show in just a moment. But here he comes, sitting down after one heck of a game of golf. Dylan, my friend, congratulations. I don't know if you saw the scoreboard, but that red looks pretty good.
Yeah, thanks.
okay, so we got to ask, we were watching you from over there. We lose the ball for a while, and we have the entire town of Eaton, it feels like, taking a look, trying to find this thing desperately. What's going through your head? Because you're playing a great round of golf already, and then now you got to try to find this ball.
Yeah, we were looking for it for about 5 minutes, and I was about to go back to the tee, and I was almost had to hit another one, but then it was just plugged, and the guy found it at the last minute, and then got to hit it and just got out with par.
What does that do for you, though? I mean, golf is such a mental game, yeah. And then does it feel like you were taken out of your rhythm a little bit at that point, or
yeah,
were you able
sure.
to stay locked in?
No, I was going to be okay with it because I knew I had a little bit of a lead, but then when he found it, then I just knew I just had to hit the green, just two putt for par.
Dylan, Tanner told us earlier that you had mentioned, or your mom had mentioned, were you a little nervous this morning, knowing this is your home course? This is a course,
yeah.
I mean, you got to feel like, hey, you want to represent the town of Eaton, you want to represent this course.
Yeah.
Were there some nerves coming into it this morning?
Yeah, there was definitely some nerves. I was playing with a lot of two good kids and just wanted to come out here, and because I knew the course, just play my own game and not to worry about too much.
Now, sometimes can it have the opposite effect, knowing the course so well? Could that hurt you in some cases too? Because we've certainly heard golfers say, hey, even though I know it, it doesn't always mean I'm going to play it that well for one particular day.
Yeah, for sure. I just had to go out here knowing that I can win, and I really did just – I planned my round, and I knew where to hit a lot of the shots, and – just helped me out a lot, for sure.
Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton is going to take this Eaton Invitational. We were just asking some of the reporters earlier, Kevin Lytle and Tanner Schwent, with the technology now and knowing where everybody is, did you know where a lot of the folks were throughout this process as far as the standings look? Did you know?
Yeah, for sure. I looked at the leaderboard a couple times. On the back, I looked at it maybe once. I just tried to finish strong, and I didn't really pay too much attention to it.
All right, at the end of the day, you got to play your game, right?
Yep.
It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Dylan, congratulations, man. It was so great. This is our first ever broadcast, doing a golf broadcast, and you're the winner of the first one we've ever covered, man. So it was a thrill and an honor to follow you along in this process today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Dylan, congratulations, my man.
Thank
appreciate you.
You.
Good luck with everything, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, there he is, Dylan Schmidtke of the Eaton Reds. Took this thing today. He was sensational. He says he kind of had an idea of where he was throughout the day, but he didn't look at it too much because ultimately he has to focus on himself, and that's probably the best way to do it.
That's a happy kid right there.
Yeah,
had mom taking pictures.
Yeah,
and
he's doing good, man.
Things are good. When the hometown boy wins, everybody's happy.
Yeah, I had to ask him if he was, his mom had mentioned it, a little nervous coming in, but there's got to be a sense of that pride. You're in your hometown. You obviously want to win every tournament you're involved in, but you're in your hometown. You're on your home course. there's a little extra pressure there to perform. And obviously, he pretty much ran right through this day.
He sure did.
So it was a lot of fun. Clark, great job from you. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins Coloradoan.
Absolutely.
Doing a fantastic job. Watch out for the Coloradoan. Kevin, of course, you mentioned at the prep side, the ongoing saga that is the Colorado State situation, too. Kevin's going to be the guy that'll get after it for you. Great riders there at the Colorado. And Tanner Schwint is running around here, too.
Tanner, great job today, too, out on the course. Yeah,
excellent work from these guys. Without being able to send it to them for the updates, we would be we'd just be sitting up here in the shade. Drinking
staring
lemonade.
Staring at the computer, that's right.
And, again, thanks for Kyle Merritt from the Eaton Country Club for hooking us up out here. Steve Longwell, the athletic director, everybody. And the mom and the son combo that hooked us
Absolutely.
Up with the umbrella. That was a nice touch. So we appreciate that as well.
Want to thank Journey Homes, too, for making the broadcast possible, Gould Parts. And you said it well, Brady. No better place to sit here and promote than the Eaton Country Club, too. Fantastic.
And the unsung hero, Micah Kilpatrick.
That's right.
He does a great job back there. Putting in the effort today, so we appreciate that. 12:44 the time. We're going to actually send it back to we'll replay the what we missed from the Dan Patrick show this morning. Later today, we continue with our 13 days, 13 teams high school softball training camp coverage. Tanner will be covering all things Platte Valley Broncos, so we'll look forward to that as well. That's going to do it for us. Again, from the Eaton Invitational Live from the Eaton Country Club, again, thanks to Journey Homes. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.